hope you have been blessed through these words of life. You can get more messages on our website, www.thecitygatechurch.org. Stay blessed.
All right. Can I have the slides? Now, I want to share my heart with you. Because I understand that there is a lot of contention in the spirit to do justice to the Lord's standards. But I can tell you this. Before I say this, and I say this under God, I make my boast in the Lord and in the Lord alone, that apart from being able to teach you from the Word God's standard for marriage, I can also teach you from experience. All right? And so some of the things I'll be telling you are not just things that are true in Scripture. They are true in life. There are things that I've seen. And some of the things I'll also be sharing with you are some of the lessons that I've also seen for people that did not really take their time to obey God. Sometimes it's not too long. Sometimes 5 years, 10 years after, you see the result of somebody not obeying God. Sometimes 2 years, F. And then you ask yourself, does he really want it? You understand? And so I just decided to pour my heart out. And generally, I know that there's a lot of contention concerning marriage, the Lord's way, particularly in this order of faith. There are challenges. I won't lie to you. But I won't lie to you that you can't follow Jesus and there's no cross to carry. There are crosses to carry. And one of the things that has happened to Christianity today, modern Christianity, why there is a lot of dilution of standards, is because we have edited the cross from the gospel. In fact, when you take the cross away from the gospel, you have no gospel. You have no power. All right? And there is no way that I can teach this subject of marriage and you will not see the standards of Jesus and you will not see the cross. You know, oftentimes when people do marriage, and there's a very, I know we do that also, maybe mommy will cover some of those areas. People teach the most exciting aspects of marriage, and it's good. It's just that it's not always like that. And or probably, let me put it this way, the foundation is not always well laid in the hearts of, particularly the young generation, the much younger generation. I see a lot of people going into marriage with wrong expectation. Or people going into marriage with an assumption that something will just happen somewhere. Meanwhile, the signs were already there even before. So it is my intention to prepare you properly in thought, in mind, in soul, and then also to raise the standard for you to see from Scripture God's expectation. Can we say amen? Satan hijacked marriage as a God institution to become a societal institution. And today, we don't even think God when it comes to marriage. We don't even think God. God is not involved anymore. It is more of a thing of the society, a thing I must do when I reach a particular age, a thing that when I don't do it, pressure is upon me from family, from myself, you know, and then other things. And God is the last on the list. Can we say amen? Honestly, I don't think it's fair. All right? We have to raise the standard and put God back on the scene. It has to be about God and God alone. Can we all say amen? Amen. Let's put God back on the scene. That's the reasons why we don't have... In fact, the fact that people don't... This is another thing I need to let you know. We have a lot of unbelievers that have, in quote, a good marriage. In the sense of definition of good from the world, they love each other. They don't fight, they don't quarrel. And a lot of Christians see that and they like it. You know the problem with you? You don't know what God wants. So you can settle for anything that looks good. Now, I'm not saying that we should be fighting. That's a list of what should be happening. But I'm only saying that that's another alternative that the enemy has given. This is my point. God is not the one that is saying. When you think of marriage, it's not God that you think of first. We think about every other thing. In fact, some people will tell you that when you marry, things will start working for you. Like, when you marry, I'm a dafuni. So you understand? So we have everything around the thought of marriage, but it's not God that is the God factor. The God thing is the last on the list. And then even when we had God like a religious spice. Just small God. You know what I mean? After everything is said, just like, you know, the way you had salt. You just sprinkle God a little bit. Just chinkily God. You know what I'm talking about? In fact, you don't want God to be too much. Amen. If God is too much, God will spoil your plan. You know what I'm talking about? So just small God is okay. Now me get this thing. Even God understands. And so today, some of the challenges that unbelievers are having in their marriages, we also have them in the church. It's because we are running it on the same template. There's no difference. All right? So we cannot be doing something the same way and expect a different result. We cannot be running Christian kingdom marriages with a Gentilic mindset and want the result of God in our homes, in our lives. So we have to choose what we want. Like Joshua said, choose this day whom you want to serve. So today's teaching, I am giving you a disclaimer. It is going to touch you somewhere. Yes. It is meant to do that. So that you can make up your mind to follow God. All right? You follow God in every area of life. You follow God concerning decision making also in marriage. You cannot take God out of it. Except you are not a disciple of Jesus Christ. Can we all say amen? All right. I'm sure that was a strong start. This one that you have clapped for me. I hope you see clap for me. All right, so let's start with the introduction. All right, so I want to do my own session so that mommy will come and take our own session and they will have questions and answers. And I want you to be free to ask your questions, okay? And I want you to also understand that I am here for you and I understand your challenges. But I am here for you, but I'm here more for God. Yes, I want you to see God's standards, all right? When you see God's standard, don't worry about your challenge. When you follow God, God always takes care of your challenge. All right? So marriage was ordained by God. Can we all say that? Let's say that one more time. Marriage was not ordained by man, no. It was God that did it. And if God did marriage, ordained it, then we must pay the price to understand how God wants marriage to operate. So marriage was ordained by God as an everlasting institution to demonstrate, by extension, God's kingdom on earth. That means God wanted marriage through the family to be an expression of his kingdom on earth. Now we are going to Genesis, the origin of God creating the heavens and the earth. And in chapter 2, God began family. All right? So family is very central to God's plan. Can we all say amen? Now take me to the next slide. So in Genesis 1:26 to 28, we see God create both the spirit and the soul of man and woman and man in his image and his likeness. So in Genesis 1 is creation. In Genesis 2 is formation. So Genesis 1 is creation. God created the spirit and the soul of man. Genesis 2, he installed the spirit and the soul of man. Can we say amen? Into the body. Then he now breathed into them the bread of life. Can we all say amen? Amen. So right from Genesis 1, we see God's clear standard for marriage. All right? Take me to Genesis 1:26. Let's read it. We should not be too familiar with those portions of scripture because it's very important that we trace the origin of marriage to the first marriage. All right? To the first marriage. All right, we have to trace the origin of marriage to the first marriage that God himself ordained. And God said, let us make man in our image and our likeness and let them have dominion. So you can see. So the reason why God made man and woman is to execute dominion. Can we all say amen? Amen. Just think about man and woman today and think about this man and woman and just see a huge gap. All right, let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. All right. So God created man in his own image. The image of God created him. Male and what? Female created. So you see creation, creation. So this is creation. Genesis 1 is creation. All right. Then God blessed them. All right. God blessed them. That blessing is like God commissioning them to function according to how he has ordained them to be. And like I've taught you before, this same fivefold command is relevant in the New Testament. In fact, you can come into this thing in Christ, because the New Testament is restorational also. All those things that we could not attain in Adam, Jesus Christ brought them as the last Adam. Can we say amen? Amen. So God blessed them and said unto them, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, and have dominion. Can we say amen?
Amen?
Have dominion over the fish of the air, over the fowl of the air, over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every what? Living thing that moveth on the earth. So God blessed them. So this was a proclamation that was done. Then in Genesis chapter 2, God made man. All right? Can we see that? The Lord God formed man out of the dust on the ground and breathed into his nostrils and the bread of life, and man became what? A living soul. So God installed the bread of life and raised the first prototype of man, Adam, which was a living soul man. Can we say amen?
Amen.
Now, there is a characteristics about this man that is very interesting. And this is supposed to be a kind of shadow for us to understand the kind of man that God wants. Now, we may not be there yet, but we must understand that this cannot be lesser than the standard that Jesus brought to us. Can we say amen?
Amen?
So this guy started functioning in serving the will of God immediately from day one that he was living. He began to serve God. So man was created to serve God. And it means that by extension, everything concerning man. Can we all say amen?
Amen.
So let me go to my slide because of time. So God, now in Genesis 2, like I said, installed them the image and the breath of the living God. And they were both to journey in God's likeness. So it's interesting. The Bible says that God made man in his image and after our likeness. That's a very powerful thing. So who we saw in Genesis 1 and 2, Genesis chapter 1, was a man in the image of God that was supposed to pursue likeness.
Amen.
After our likeness. They were supposed to be after likeness. Meaning that man was not completely, totally like God. Can we say amen?
Amen.
He still needed to grow. Are we all on the same page?
Yes, sir.
All right. So that man was not in the full likeness of God. He was a living soul man. He had image. But he needed to grow up to come into all the likeness of God. And that was the reason why God now put family in place. So you now see that the family was a vehicle of attaining God's likeness. Never forget that. Family is a means to an end. So once you don't understand the end and you slot in family or marriage, it becomes abusable when the purpose of God is not in sight. So like I said, so both were to journey into God's likeness. Can we say amen? Which is what? The nature of the fullness of the Father as the true God. And like I've taught you before, Adam was a living soul. And he was a living soul man. He had the bread of God, the breath of everlasting life in the measure of the living soul. And began to function as a man, extending the kingdom of God on the earth. But this same man still had a journey of growth. So we saw the Father come in the cool of the day and have fellowship with this man with the intention of making him grow up to attain all. Then at a point, God began to get concerned in the process of this man fulfilling the assignment of God, naming all the animals and all that. All of a sudden, God just says it's not good for man to be alone. Can we say amen?
Amen.
That just shows us the kind of commitment this man had. You know, how many of you growing up abused Adam? All right. Some people did not raise up their hand. I growing up as a child, I just wonder, I think my first teaching on the fall was maybe around the age 8 or so, or between 8 and 10. And I got the conscious that, well, okay, so all this problem, now one guy caused him. You understand? So I just wonder, how can you put us into all this problem? So somewhere you just look down at him that this guy was not serious somewhere. Or particularly if she went to eat apple and then she gave her husband apple. What kind of person is that? See all the problem they caused for us. So, but now, growing up, I now understand. You see, your handam is the best of your kind. So if Adam chop half of fruit, you not eat fruit alone. You take the whole tree. You will go chop tree, sir. You don't go, that one fruit cannot be enough for you. You will have taken the whole tree before you even remember that you have done anything. Your handam is your best. They are the best of their kind. And that's why that was like whatever decision they made affected their race. Can we say amen? I will thank God for our Lord Jesus Christ, because Jesus Christ is the first of our own kind. And because he succeeded, we will succeed.
Amen.
That's how powerful that is. So now, continue. So Adam was not, it was God that said it's not good for man to be alone. And that is very fearful. It was God. So look at the kind of commitment Adam had to God. And that's a challenge for us. Can we say amen? It's a challenge for us in the New Testament. Say, that one was Adam's sign. No, it's a challenge. Those principles, they still exist and they are relevant to you today. So the fivefold command was given for them to exert dominion on the earth, over the earth. Family is God's original template for expressing kingdom dominion. Can we all say that? So when God wants to exert his dominion, he needs family, all right? And for the purpose of committing themselves to learning God's ways through fellowship with God until they were sealed with his name. So there were two things God had in mind. God wanted to use them to exert dominion on the earth. Then God wanted the family to be a vehicle of them journeying till what? Fullness of knowing God more. Can we say amen?
Amen.
So the family was supposed to be a center of fellowship and a center of fellowship and growth, and also a center for executing kingdom dominion on the earth. So now it's clear that without them growing, they can't execute that dominion. And that's what eventually happened. Once there is a obstruction in their fellowship with God or their obedience to the commandments of God, it's going to eventually affect the assignment of God or the mandate of God. Can we say amen? So you can see there's a connection between us knowing God and fulfilling God's purpose. Once there's a break in the link, everything shuts down. So in the restoration program for man in the New Testament, through our Lord Jesus Christ, the man and woman are restored in Christ to accomplish that high calling of God for family life. All right? That high calling of God for family life. To foreshadow the eternal, that's the first thing. God wants to restore back that high calling. All right? That high calling is that man must execute the dominion of God, reign with God's life here on earth. Secondly, that the family will be a vehicle for what? Men are attaining God's likeness. So this is the idea, right? When people marry, they should know God more. When people marry, they should get closer to God and be fulfilling God's original purpose. So two things. When you get married, you should be growing more spiritually in attaining the vision and program of God for your life. Secondly, God can use that home as a vehicle to advance his kingdom on it. If you remove those two things out of marriage, it is useless. I say this without any apology. It is useless. It is not useful to God. It becomes an hijack of Satan. Something that Satan will use for many other things. But never for God's purpose. I want you to bear those things in mind. Then, of course, like I wrote here, marriage itself is supposed to be a foreshadow. Eh? That's what Paul was teaching us in the New Testament. If you struggle with my teaching, you can't handle Paul. You cannot even, if Paul is teaching, you'll be running away. Because that is what he taught. After Paul finished teaching, he says, but I speak. You don't understand? After I told men, submit to your wife, all this thing,
and all that. And people will just be relishing and saying, wonderful. You know what it says? It says, this is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. Meaning, the purpose of all these things I'm teaching you is Christ and his church. I mean, that you just wonder that what kind of, I'm sure, will have made up something that his gospel is not married. Will have made up something like that. That Paul is not a balanced man. Interestingly, he taught on marriage. John didn't teach on marriage. Paul had a lot. In fact, Paul taught more on marriage than any of the apostles. I don't know why God did it that way. But you know that he had revelation into the mystery. You see, there's no way you understand the mystery of Christ and the church and not understand the mystery of marriage in the pure essence of marriage. Can we say amen? And the only reason you can do marriage well is for the standard to be raised. You have to see the vision. You have to be pursuing something. In fact, before you make your decision, you must see the standard. I hope am I getting to you this morning? The standard must be seen. We must totally delete that societal thing completely as a Christian. That thing of the world, that thing of society concerning marriage. And that's why I'm beginning from Genesis, so that you know that it is God that started it. Can we say amen? And anything that God starts can only be sustained by God's wisdom. Can we all say amen? Glory to God. So, family life or marriage is supposed to foreshadow the eternal purpose of God and the project of raising the Lord's bride and union with Christ, which is eternal union in the Godhead. So God needs your marriage to fulfill a vision between Christ and the church. As powerful and beautiful as marriage is, it has expiry dates. Yes, it is. That means that for you to show that it is supposed to serve a purpose. So when you think of marriage, first think of the purpose. What is the purpose? Because it has expiry dates. In the world to come, which is where all of us are going to go. I'm sure all of us will make it to the world to come. Of course, it's not just about making it to the world to come. It's being in the right place there. All right, but that's not the point. But this is the point. In the world to come, there will be no marriages. So it means that there is a design for marriage for this dispensation. And like Paul taught us, marriage is supposed to make us arrive at a point where we can demonstrate the great mystery between Christ and his church, Shekinah. So, when you have the clarity of that vision, it now makes your decision-making process in alignment with where you are going. All right? Your journey must be getting closer to that destination. So, there are certain things I want us to establish. Number one, are you with me? Marriage isn't a societal thing. Or even an institution of the fallen man. When God put marriage in place, they were not fallen men. So I can understand why we struggle. You will struggle in marriage if you are a fallen soul. You will not be able to do it the way God wants it. It's not for fallen people. The first two people that married, I'm sure they were not doing marriage counseling. Pastor CG, they didn't do marriage counseling for them. God did not counsel Eve. You don't understand? God did not call Eve, Iliokololo. It means that Eve automatically had what it takes to shejeje. So there was no counseling of any sort. Of course, we cannot dare that today. We cannot even try it, sir. Even people that you counsel, they still do. So, but look at it. They didn't counsel those guys. So from day one, those guys just started functioning. Oh, I just wonder how that home would be. Till the serpent showed up on this day. Meaning there's no way. When you have a home according to God's will, you will fight the devil.
Yes, sir.
You will fight the devil, sir. So Satan showed up as usual. So marriage is not a societal thing or even an institution of the fallen man. Marriage was ordained for people living their lives in alignment with God's vision. and standards and are willing to please and know the Lord more through their marriage. They are willing to please the Lord and know the Lord more through their marriage. And because of this, it takes two to agree. There has to be agreement. When it comes to marriage, it's not a function of anything. It's a function of agreement. Can two work together except they be agreed? So when it comes to marriage, it is an agreement thing. I am going to God. Are you going with me? It's a simple thing. It's not an issue. Because now, not everybody is thinking this way. I just want to marry. Why do you want to marry? Why? Or what will your marriage serve? How will your what use will your marriage be for God? Those are the things you need to ask. It's better you start as a single now. Even those that are married that didn't start this way, they can start believing God, that God will begin to treat their foundation. Yes. Because if you don't have this foundation, there's nothing. I have seen this over and over again. I told my pastors, I said, I will say the truth. I've seen it over and over again. There is no joy at the end of the day. It's full. There will be sorrows. There will be hurts. There will be expectations will be dashed. All right? Have you ever seen people that love themselves before? Ask them when they start fighting themselves. When you call them together, ask them, did you really ever love each other before? They say yes. So what happened to the love? So even when you love God, listen, when you love God and you start marriage, it is still conditional. You have to keep loving God. It means that I can start well and not end well. So the God factor is not even something that has to be at the beginning alone. It has to be there all the time. Eh? Because people change. Can you understand what I'm talking about? Aha. May God help us in this. So that's the first thing. Marriage is not a society thing. Huh? God ordained marriage. Marriage must be done according to God's vision, according to the God's template. God must be the beginning, the sustenance, and even the end. Let's look at the next. As believers, when we were quickened in our spirit and began to submit to learning and following the Lord's way as disciples. Now, I've said this before. I don't believe that you should be a Christian and you are not a disciple. Christianity and discipleship is not mutually exclusive. You can't be a disciple and you are not a believer. But today, we now have some kind of Christians that are not disciples. Meaning they just want to be born again, but they don't want to follow the Lord. They want to do what they want to do when they want to do it. All right? And we now have a Christian version that now approves what they do. There is a Christian version that can make you so in Kotofelele, what's the problem? But that is not God. That's Father Christmas. Can we say amen? Amen? That's not God. That's not God. God is not going to authorize anything that is not in his program for your life. He's not going to. If not, you are going to bear fruits. Eh? You are going to produce things that will not be born of God. So as believers, there is no such thing as being a believer and not a disciple. Who is a disciple? One that has every area of their lives in total what? Subjection to the Lord, including the decision of marriage. So there's no, I'm born again, but when it comes to marriage, the Lord, God, don't go to that area. Am I the area? That's not a disciple. A disciple has God in every area of their lives. God, when you say, I am following Jesus, it means that I trust every of my life decision to Jesus, including the decision of getting married. If I trust it, it means I have faith in Jesus. I'm not saying amen. I'm not saying amen. Part of discipleship is faith. Part of discipleship is trust. You cannot trust somebody. You cannot follow somebody that you don't have faith in. Or you don't understand. You know, we literally gave our lives to Jesus. So part of it is that our life may rough. You understand? It's part of it, yes. If Jesus, anywhere you take my life, Naim, I go follow. Now, many of us don't really trust Jesus' decision because we feel that we must have a plan B. If Jesus is not working, come on. If Jesus fails, we don't say it, but inside our heart, somewhere we feel that Jesus can fail. And if it fails, then what becomes of me? So you can't follow the Lord if you don't trust him wholeheartedly. Every area of your life, you must trust his decision for you, including when it comes to marriage. I've seen a lot of people that followed God. When it comes to marriage, they did not allow that same pursuit they had for God to touch marriage. And I'm wondering, if God has led you all this way, why are you afraid in this area of marriage? Shouldn't you submit to God more and trust him? And when it comes to marriage, it's not even about how long. It's about how well. I prefer you marry 20 years and your soul is saved than you do 50 years of marriage in bitterness, in anger, and all kind of, you know, your soul state is not as when it was when you got married. Are we on the same page? Okay, so number three. We are called to exalt the Lord and glorify him in our marriage. If the goal is not exalting Jesus, then there's no point marrying. Amen. I want people to marry. If you know me very well, I love marriages. But if you cannot put this as your in front of you, then you can stay single. Actually, staying single is not a sin. I hope you know that. So people like Paul made a decision to stay single. And there's not a sin. Mommy Adebola said that if the purpose of your life does not require marriage, I'm using exact words, because Paul and Jesus did not marry and they fulfilled purpose. So he said that. So when you think of marriage, it has to be an help factor. What did I say marriage is? To accomplish God's highest purpose for your life. So for Paul, he didn't need marriage to accomplish that purpose. And that was it. So did he lose in any way? He has not lost in any way. And even our Lord Jesus Christ. So it means that marriage is designed to supply an aspect of grace, strength, and wisdom to attain the highest purpose of God for man, which is majorly to conform to the image of the Son. So we are called to exalt Jesus, the Lord, in our marriage and glorify him. From our desire to marry to the process and the choice of marriage, it must be governed by the Spirit and the culture and principles fetched from scriptures and God's kingdom. Now, in interacting with many believers, I find that when they say, okay, what are the decisions or the processes involved to choose? Many of us just think, I pray, I hear God. Abba. It's not like that. That's why I want to teach you this thing. I just pray. A lot of people that had problem, they have prayed also. And they heard God. I can't begin to give you an example. All right? Well, someone said that to me one time. He heard God concerning a brother. The brother was supposed to be a very big man of God. And when I said, are you sure? He said, yes, I heard God clearly. All of a sudden, the guy went to marry somebody else. So you see any issue? And I said, but Pastor, I heard God. I said, yes. I said, I didn't say you did not hear God. I said, but when it comes to marriage, it's more than hearing God.
Yes, sir.
I said, there are other principles. That is even if the brother even heard God said, you know. You know, interestingly, she never knew the guy. Not like they had relationship. You know what I'm saying? They were maybe met in the same environment and she heard God. All of a sudden, you just saw the guy post the invitation to his wedding online. So she was actually believing God that the guy will come. Okay, it doesn't work like that. I'm not even saying she may have heard God, but maybe the guy did not hear God, but you heard God. But it takes two to agree. When it comes to marriage, it's not hearing your own hearing God that works alone, sir. So I can even hear God and come and meet you. I cannot intimidate you with my hearing God. Sir, both of us must hear God on this matter. And we must agree. Yes. I don't know if you are following me. But we have to both agree. So we have put that hearing God in here. And I will show you several models in scripture. So you will see it yourself. Are you comfortable for me to go on?
Yes, sir.
All right. So everything has to be money. So both, everything must be fetched from the principles of God's kingdom. And I'm going to show you patterns so that you can see. Okay, the next one, I think that's 4. Okay, we are not to use the principles and patterns of this world to either influence or govern our decisions or inform how we live as believers in marriage. All right, and that's why I feel that there's kingdom culture for everything that we do. There's a culture of this world. You know, you see a babe, you like her, you date. Majorly, connection in this world is basically on physical attributes. Majorly, then if there's anything spiritual, well, career path, I think we have, you know, we have a connection, you know, all this kind of stuff. So, or a huge connection, Losa. That carnal physical connection. I'm not saying it doesn't have its place. I will show you the place for it. So, the kingdom of God must be run entirely by kingdom principles. All right? Our choices must not be governed by the things in the world, such as lust of the flesh. And I, you know, let me tell you this. This is amazing. In my own time, when I was much younger and we're making those decisions on marriage, it was majorly then, because there was not so much knowledge like we have now. Pastor CG, it used to be more of a spiritual thing. I mean, for you to say a brother choose a sister because of height, color, you couldn't find it in those days. It was very rare. Or maybe she has, you know, okunada. All those things. It was not really an issue. I won't lie to you. It's almost as even if you think like that way, you will think you're a sinner. You have to go and pray. Say, God, forgive me. You know, that's what I'm talking about. So, but later on, a lot of things came in, you know, because of carnality. A lot of people felt that they had problems. Maybe, for instance, I marry a fast sister, in quotes, and she's supposed to be the will of God. All of a sudden, I started having problem with fatness. And then the issue of our body, our shape, became an issue. So when I went to pastor and we went for counseling, and in Koto Baja, then he said, Lord, trim down. So eventually, the pastor now had to hurt that. As in, say, brothers, you better choose the kind of lady you know. So all those things were modulations based on, how would I put it? Challenges that people were going through. There were a lot of people, there were not issues. There were not really core issues before. I want to tell me that people like Daddy Adeboye, Bishop Oyedepo, think about it. When they were making choice of their marriage, they were considering Omoyechon. Think about, no. Let's ask ourselves the truth. Omoyechon, you know, catwalk, you know, all those things. Those things, yes, they were not there. So because of the more, this generation, this is how I see it, there's more corruption coming on man. So we are getting more carnal and carnal. So everything matters. You don't understand? Things that should not matter before now matter. So you don't see a whole lot of, there's now a lot of things that they are now putting on the table that now makes it more complex. In fact, that's why some people cannot even marry. Because their list is not real. It's not practical. So, see, that list you have, there's no man like that. I'm talking about my affair with Smith. You know what I'm talking about? There's no man like that. For some brothers, there's no woman like that. Oh, Lady Sir. Oh, Lady Orovibe. It's a problem. So, number one, lust of the flesh. When motives for marriage is primarily motivated by cravings of the fallen sinful soul. Sinful nature. Cravings for sex. In fact, I heard a minister say that you must have sex before you marry. A minister, yes. In Ghana. It's online. You can go and Google it. And some say, talk about sex. Know your sexual drive. I say, I'm afraid. Even me, I'm afraid. Some of the things I'm hearing. So, Mombaya brother, Elisha, Dada, get to decide. So we have put away, we have pushed aside things like faith. We have put aside things like, now the issue is that, is sex important in marriage? Yes, but you can always learn. In marriage. Now, how you will learn is that there is meekness. Yeah. A meek person will learn. So the issue is not the sex issue. It's that, am I willing to learn? There were many things I didn't know until I got married. But because of heart that is properly right, I was learning. So you now want me to learn before I marry. So that's a problem. Come on, you didn't get what I'm saying. Oh, if I can come on and shake at marry. So what I am perform, sir. So you cannot marry. So you see our problem. So that's just loss of the flesh. Mere physical attraction based on externalities becomes a decision for marrying. Sight, height, color, skin color, all kind of things that you can think of. I like her body shape. She's my clinical shape. Some people talk about hourglass shape. I have heard a lot of things. My soul is sick. All kind of things is already in your mind. So you are even struggling. You cannot even hear God. Some of your hearing of God is diluted by death. We have to remove all those junk away. How can somebody hear God when you already have a wrong picture in your mind? Most brothers I've talked to in recent times, many of them are not free from this. I say this categorically. You cannot hide this from me. I know that part of the reason is something physical. Can you latch up into a lady and touch her soul? Just touch her soul. You are not marrying the body. I'm not saying that the body does not matter, but I'm saying you are not marrying the body. That body is going to change. That body is going to change. You are not marrying the body of that woman. I know Fisayo's soul. I know that soul. It does not matter what happens to that body. I know that soul. That is the soul I fell in love with. Yes, I know that soul very well. And my project is to make that soul better. And I said that we work on our bodies. Yes, we still did exercise this morning. Show me junior learning. And that's why some sisters have low self-esteem. Because they feel that they're not physically beautiful. They are not physically beautiful. I know a lot of ladies that they feel that they are not physically beautiful. They feel that they are not right for marriage. Meanwhile, many of them are the ones that are already wives. But they don't believe they are beautiful. And the brothers don't feel that they are attractive enough. So, lust of the flesh. We can't use this and have good homes. The next thing, lust of the eyes. Yeah. Hallelujah. Amen. You can see that it's Satan that is opening the eye. Alright? Lust of the eye. Motives based on selfish gains of the carnal mind. Without considering what? God's standards. Selfish gains of the carnal mind. Everything that the mind can imagine. You know, and as brothers, I want God to make you chaste. You have to be chaste. Because you can strip a sister naked and she's wearing clothes. You're naked and you have just imagined how she is in the room. Of Molly Lisa. In your mind, you have traveled that far. That soul needs to be conquered. You are going to be disappointed because you're already treading on the wrong path. Sexual satisfaction, sexual pleasure should not be your motivation for marriage. A lot of brothers got disappointed and they started looking for other options. I'm talking about brothers, tongue-talking brothers. Now begin to put pressure on the sister. Can't you do this? Can't you do that? I have settled things as a pastor. I can't just, you can't talk things. There was a couple I settled their issue. It was fight. The guy had watched all kind of things. So the lady was saying, I'm trying my best. The guy wanted all kind of things. I can't even mention them here. He said, I'm trying, pastor. I'm trying. The guy wants all kind of things. Sir, see, you have to take it easy. All these things, even though theory, sir. Now, I know for the lady has to make a lot of changes also because you're supposed to please your husband. But I'm just saying, you see, there are things that must be washed from our minds. Some singles, they already know more. I know some people, they know things that they are not supposed to know even before then. It's now disturbing them. It's disturbing them already, so they cannot even allow the program of God to run normally. They are already 18. One of the reasons they want to marry is because they are already expecting something. Meanwhile, it's more than that. So lust of the eyes should be off. Thank God for the doctrine of Christ. Those are the things that they address. They purify your heart. They change your sight. Give me the last one, pride of life. This one is the worst. All right? Motives based on vanity and worldly standards of human class. I can't marry her. She's not my class. I can't marry him. She's not my class. So what is class? What is that class, Ganga? Is it the class of the spirit? Huh? So human class, riches, societal status or prospects. If my wife was thinking of prospects, because I did chemistry in school, and she was a medical student, think about that. Is that not fate? I was a chemical engineer. I crossed to chemistry. I said, well, I love chemical engineering, was too much. So when you look at me, you think I'm an NFA. So it has to be something different. And she was a medical student. If you're a medical student, you should go for either a medical student. Even lawyer is hard, safe. You don't understand who a medical student is. If you are going for maybe an engineer, petroleum engineer in my time, petroleum engineer. But most female doctors want to marry male doctors. Because you cannot be talking to a man that is not going anywhere. So you can see. So societal status. Some of you still do it. Eh? You see a brother, the way the brother looks, you don't even want the brother to talk to you twice. The brother has done nothing to you, but he's just irritating you. The problem is that you look at that brother, or to finish that brother, you have judged the brother. Even the way he's talking, English and gold, yeah. You know those brothers, they want to say good, they say words. Yeah. Eh? Say, no, it's not words. I've told you. It is cool. That thing is failing you. Because God, you already know. Because some ladies already know. There was a sister at that time, she knew. Pastor Friday told me about, that was the first person Pastor Friday wanted to marry. And when Pastor told me about it, I knew already before he told me about it. The lady too knew. But as at that time, Pastor was going through the valley of Baca. Pastor Friday was going through a lot of dealing in his life in school. So anytime they talked, so what are you doing now? What's your plan? It was so much. So I used to feel for Pastor, but you just keep going, the Lord is helping me. The pressure was too much on him. Later, I now saw that this girl cannot, thank God he didn't marry that girl. I'm sure you'll not be in this church. Even if you do ministry, sir, you're going to start motivational success ministry. You will change this message. You cannot preach it all your life. Yes. Hallelujah. So pride of life, societal status, prospects, those are the things you are considering first. Some is race and tribal prejudice. Some of us still have those things. I can't marry Igbo. I can't marry Yoruba, an Igbo brother. So it means that the Christ message has not helped you. That soul. Yes. There's still a preference for Igbo sisters. There's still that preference. When you see, it's still there. That naivety is still there. You know, sir? That's it. That's not gone. Eh? You understand? It's still there. I want to disappoint you. Those things must die with Christ. Completely. You have to lay those things down. In Christ, there are no more wars. No more wars. All these things I counted, they are walls. Please, those are the things I want you to begin to consider right now. If you still have them, start deleting them right now. Because if you have them, you're going to make a wrong decision. If you have any of the things I count, and if you have done the, if you have married, you have to trust God to fix your foundation. Because it's a foundational defect. You can't build on this foundation. You can't build God on this kind of foundation. You have to first address that foundation. Now let's move forward. Let's see God's culture and ethics for choices in the scriptures. Now I've told you how we are not supposed to use all those things. The world should not be the consideration when we are making choices or we are thinking marriage. We should empty our souls completely. You know, many of our fathers, they didn't, even though they didn't hear doctrine of Christ, but they were less worldly. I look at, you know, the contract that Mama Oedipo signed with Bishop. Yeah, have you heard that story before? All those things, they did it with, so much heart for God. I'm sure that woman never knew that Bishop would go that far. Even if she believed, nobody ever knew. Because Sento Molasa, nobody ever knew that Bishop could go that far. Why does God do his thing like that? I've seen a lot of sisters condemn guys that had fire for God. Looked at them and said, many of them cried 15 years after. When they saw some of those guys, they never thought that they could get to where they got. I'm talking about raw God. I'm not talking about religion. You have God. What can God not make somebody become? So let's look at models in scripture, right? Different models in scripture. Because like I said, all this I pray, I hear God, and it's only subjected to only you is a problem. So we have to judge from scripture. Let's see all the models and let's understand how they operate. Can we all say amen? Because at times when you come to us and say you have heard God, it makes it difficult for us to even pray or even probe. And like I said, a lot of people, there are wrong decisions they have made. Now, another person say, it's your decision. Whatever you make, is you that will suffer it. That's not fair. Because when you make that wrong decision, you don't suffer it alone. You cry and you come back to meet us. And I know that the problem was in the decision-making process. It was not thorough. It was swept under feet. The decision-making process vis-a-vis every other thing that comes after it. So let's look at some models. Number one, the Garden of Eden model. God, the perfect matchmaker. So it was God that matchmaked Adam and Eve. I like that. Can we say amen? Adam was so spiritual that when God brought his wife to him, he started prophesying. Prophesy. It means that God cannot bring your wife to you and you are asking God. So, go, do legbewa. You know, as I was say, God, you bring black. That, you know, say, God, na yellow girl, I like. My papa no form my hand. As they brought him, Adam started prophesying. It means that when it comes to God, he gives the best. Thank you, Pastor CG. God gives the best. You can't do it better than God. Can we say amen? Now I'm going to explain how that God plays out. All right? I said, this model for choosing can't fully exist anymore. Can't fully exist anymore. I'll tell you why. Because Adam had no community. He was part of. And he did not need guidance and counseling from authority figures. So this model cannot fully exist anymore. Can we say amen? But there are still principles that we can draw out of it. All right? Because the Lord designed that you are part of a spiritual family. And when it comes to marriage decision, it must also be part of that. All right? So let's see, look at it. However, the principle we can derive here is that, number one, he was primarily committed to God's project. Can we all say amen? And this is for the brothers. And purpose, not a personal agenda, which means he was mature and totally aligned with God. So the first thing we can pick out of that model is that Adam was committed to God. Adam was following God. Adam was serious with God. Adam was consistent with God. On the issue of inconsistency, that is why it's as if my standard is a little bit high for brothers. The reason why is that I always teach with brothers that you should be ahead in formation. It is designed that way. You cannot afford to be inconsistent when it comes to your pursuit of God. Because when it comes to the home, everything will eventually rise and fall on the man. I'm not saying that the woman does not exist. She's supposed to help you. So if you are not consistent, to me, it's a concern. It's like you don't know. You are supposed to lead. You are supposed to steer a ship. And at times, you leave the... You know some of you, it's just like when you're on express. I used to tell him, and when he drives on express, I say, please use 2 hands. You know, when you are inside Bodija, you can be doing like this. You understand? If anything happen, you can quickly... Because the reason why the white man says you use 2 hands, if you went to driving school, nobody would tell you to use 1 hand. It is Steve's boys that brought it up. They'll say, "Old, use your 2 hands. Why? If anything happens, you can undo your steering. So, you know that thing, you see? You know, in those days, you know, one mag bag bedu no moto. Sir, if that tire bust, should I tell you what I did? Now, so some guys, the way they are handling their home is also like this. That's why I said a man has to be serious. A man must be serious, man. Eh? I want you to be more serious than the sisters. Because you are the one that is going to hold the steering of the home. So you're not consistent with prayer. You're not consistent with the word. You're not consistent with meeting. You're not consistent with growth. I don't like that. I'm not saying you should be perfect. I want to see consistency in you. I want to see commitment to you. I want to see that someone there we can rely on. That is it. Because your consistency will play out and now you lead your home. So this man was primarily, and this is a principle, was primarily committed to God. All right, we see that. He was doing exactly what God told him to do. The next thing is that he put God's kingdom first. And in turn, God saw the need for an helpmate and even began to orchestrate things outside his knowing. So a man can actually be lost in serving God. Now, God began to think that, let's organize something for this guy. I like that. Can we say amen? What I want to let you know is that as much as you want to marry a woman, God himself wants you to have a wife. Probably God wants you to have a wife more than you even need a wife. Believe me. And why does God want you to, that kind of man, why would God want him to have a wife? So that he becomes more effective. Now, this guy is already effective at a level. We need to boost his effectiveness. It is in that 2 is better than 1. Some 2 are not better than 1, sir. Yes, some 2 are not better than 1. It depends on the kind of 2. So this man was already functioning and it was effective. So they needed to boost his effectiveness. So think about what kind of woman would he have been. She is an effective energizer. She is a booster. Somebody that will help. So that was the idea. So the next thing we saw, there was focus, there was commitment, there was consistency. Please, I want you to note these things. And in a lady, whoever you want to choose to marry, those are the signs you must see in them. He's not looking for, is he working in Shell? Is he working in MTN? Does he have money now? He can have money now. He won't have money 5 years' time. Yes, now. So those are the things you should look for. Is he committed to God? Is he committed to the world? Is he committed to growing? I'm not talking about somebody that shares big revelation. Check his life. Is he consistent? Is he gentle? Is he kind? Is he submissive? Can he follow leadership? Can he serve brethren? Those are the things you see. Those are consistency that I'm talking about. Does he fear God? Some people can share, but they don't fear God. Absolutely. How does he handle ladies? Is he gentle with ladies? He said, but he's gentle with me or Denier. Yes, now. You are not thinking straight. Is he gentle with ladies? I'm not saying gentle with you. Is he gentle with ladies? He said, he's gentle with me. You see, if everything is about you, you can never get God. So if he opens up for everybody and does not open for you, you know the very funny thing? When I was cutting mommy, I even was tougher on her. That one was a very funny style. I was tougher on her because I knew that I wanted her to have some qualities as the kind of lady that will marry me. I was tougher on her. I asked her if she came late for a meeting because I was a leader. I didn't use to spare her. I didn't use to spare her. So if she knows I'll be the one at the post, she'll be running. And we're in a relationship. Be running. Because if you sit on my case, why did you come late? Why did you come late? It was training, sir. We didn't even know we would be leading a generation now. Imagine if we were compromising then. Yeah? You are praying Aki Pranky. You know, you'll be able to. There are times that we scold ourselves based on what God has committed to our hands. Let's move to the third one. Amen. I hope you are following what I'm saying. So God becomes personal with your needs. Eh? Including the need for a womb to marry when you put him first. So I want you to settle this in your heart. Except you don't want God's way. And let me tell you, somebody that doesn't want God's way, you are opening the door for Satan to come in. Satan can help you. It's just that Satan does not do something free for someone. Yeah? But if you want God's way, just trust God all the way, all right? God becomes personal with your needs, including the need for whom to marry when you put him first. And I can tell you this, you can bank on this. That's the first model, right? Number two, the patriarchal model and pattern in Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. These are fathers. And they show us patterns that we can also follow. Can we say amen? I can hear you say amen. Amen. Now I'm showing patterns from scripture. All right? Now in Genesis 24, we see Abraham sending his servant to go to his tribe and kindred to get a wife for his son. Have you ever thought about that? Why? You know, there are many things you don't understand until you grow up. When I wanted to marry my wife, you know, I told you my story. My father-in-law was very particular about the family we came from. I didn't know, of course, I didn't get the full picture until I met him. So he was very protective. He said, he's a traditional person to the core. He said, as far as it's concerned, the family you marry to matters a lot. He said, you can even marry a good person if it's a bad family. And it's true. He's speaking from experience. You know, Yoruba families, the way they are. He said, they will control their. That is it. He said, even if it's a bad family, it's wala. Lama bani die. He was very particular about that. So he did research about our family. He did research. He sent people to my hometown to ask about our people. His modernization lolo finish he was. One of the things he was telling us that day when my family came to me, he said that the white man is not more advanced. It's a civilization that we shout. He said, oh, duty for. He said, why do we have poorer marriages today? Why are the divorces today? If man is getting better, it means that we should be holding. Yes. I learned a lot that day. Just say, okay, there's a kingdom thing to what he was saying. So loving one guy and one girl is not enough. At times, their community influences them either good or bad. The associations, where they come from. So I now understand. So why did Abraham make this choice? Abraham was thinking of longevity concerning the promise that God gave him. He knew that that promise is not going to come to pass if Isaac missed it in marriage, if Jacob and his children. So they had to put a standard in place to secure that the will of God is done. Beyond him, he had to look to the next generation. Because if Isaac married a terrible, imagine Isaac married who? Rebecca. Imagine Isaac married Delilah. Isaac hooks Delilah. Delilah Isaac. It means that the covenant will be shut down. Next generation. Remember what happened to Solomon? It's just this same thing that God had in mind. God wanted that they should not intermarry from certain places. Because Solomon was very vast when it comes to women. And the women around him were not satisfying him, so he went out. Sir, Solomon was a strong man spiritually. But the Bible says that his wife, what? Turned him. They turned his heart. So it means that God was eventually right. God was eventually right. So that's why Abraham says, see, if I want to secure the purpose of God beyond my generation, then the next generation must get it right. Then he sent his servant Eliezer. Take me back to Genesis 20. No, take me to that slide. Go to my country, comma, and my kindred. Two things. I will explain that. Can we all say country?
Country.
Can we also say kindred?
Kindred?
Give me the slide, please. Go to my country and my kindred. I don't know where you have brought me. What are you guys doing? Go to my country and my kindred. They say, thank you for listening. I've not finished. Hallelujah. All right. So in Genesis 24, we see Abraham sending his servant Eliezer to go to his tribe and kindred and his country. We see certain principles here that are still relevant with us today. So let's check those principles. The first is that Isaac couldn't marry from the Eden or Gentile nations who were given to idolatry. Listen to me, all of you, look up. You can't marry anybody. Believe me. Depends on, except you want to tarnish your walk with God. You can't marry anybody. Say anybody, anybody. You can't marry anybody. Now, even in the, because I'm going to give you certain conditions. Now, no matter how good now an unbeliever is, let's start from there. Because some of us still struggle partially. Because, you know, we have a lot of unbelievers in church today. Yes. Because our churches are for an unbeliever to come. And they can come and sing our songs. Oh, man. Always on time. You can do no wrong. So the guy comes, he sings song, he knows our language. He can say, bless you, pastor. But he has not met Jesus Christ. He has not met Jesus Christ. Now, I'm not saying he's not a good guy. He may be a nice guy. He's even gooder than the brothers. You know what I'm talking about? So now, no matter how good an unbeliever is, he is still under the hold of what? Sin, the world, and Satan. You can't make that transaction. He's a good brother, but not in marriage. Because in marriage, can two walk together except they be agreed? That's the agreement. Where are you going? This guy, Satan is still his father. That's what it means to be an unbeliever. Satan, you're your dad. So you want Satan to be your father-in-law? It's the truth. I'm not going to quote anything I'll tell you today. It doesn't what it is. It's better we fight now. All right? And let's settle now. than when there's no problem. I don't like that other one when it begins to happen. And I've seen too many in my life, in my lifetime. I'm just 45. I've seen so much. So let us settle it now. Pastor Dimitri is hard. Let me be hard. I take it that way. It's better that I'm hard now. Yes, sir. So that you quickly make up your mind what you want. So, unbeliever, no go area. When I mean unbeliever, I see I want to blend my church. You understand? But the guy is an unbeliever. And you must be able to know who a Christian is. I'm not saying religion. I'm not a religious person. No. I'm not talking about somebody that, some people that look like brother, one brother. So I'm not talking about externality. Somebody is looking holy. You know? And that is why you must know God. Because you see, if a lady does not know God, how can he pick who the guy is? If I, you are the one that even tell the pastor, pastor, this guy is not real. You are the one that will be able telling us. I mean, it's possible that because we will love everybody. So when you bring a guy, say, okay, Brother Justus, you're welcome in Jesus' name. You know, Brother Johnson, you're welcome. We welcome you, but say, Pastor, Pastor, Johnson, your brother, sir. You know, I told you about one of our sisters that was in a relationship with a brother in quotes. The guy was doing well. He was a pilot. You don't know what it means to pilot, man. That he was not just a pilot. He was handsome, tall, good looking, everything. Now, we didn't know that now. Of course, we had already, we are fine. They had done their introduction. So, but the guy began to give her pressure to sleep with her. Serious pressure. And she was a sold out girl to God. It's a serious pressure. Serious pressure. And even threats. She broke the relationship before marriage. So she was the one now telling us. We did not know. She could have gone ahead with the marriage now. Say, this guy is not a good guy. He began to threaten me because he wanted to sleep with me. She said, I'm not even sure he really wanted to marry me. She was bold. That's about a month to our wedding. Honestly, I'm not doing. So it's you that we know. Now, if you don't have walk with God, you can't know that one. Because it's zero joy wedding. Any Lord joy or me? Or joy or me? After our joy, because joy your sir. Because joy your. Because this guy don't know Jesus Christ. He does not know Jesus Christ. If you are praying too much, he can say you can. He can bond you out. You know, it's like you are praying to just bond you. You are your tongues. Go and pray aside. Let me get. Even somebody that is a brother, at times he's still struggling with prayer. He's angry when you are praying. He say, don't make noise. That's a brother. Don't make noise. Shabraba, shabraba, shabraba. Ogogoye, ogogoye. You now marry a believer, sir. He will bundle you and your prayer. Bundle you both of. If I ever hear Pam, so unbeliever, no gray area. Let's move on. And you have to decide because I'm also speaking, because I'm also looking at other sisters that we marry outside of this church and waters. I'm going to address that. Abraham directed Eliezer to his country, representing the body of Christ. Body of Christ, genuinely. You see, because today, you see, we have to say, some people are not part of the body of Christ. Some ministers are not part of the body of Christ. I don't just want to go into the analysis. So when you say somebody is body of Christ, I'm not talking about somebody that goes to church. He can go to church, but he's not part of the church. Because the church is not a building. So, Pastor, on Lord Church, daily, can you know Lord Salvation International Gospel? It's not that. It's not that. Everybody can go anywhere. You know, the church, even City Gate Church, people come. Shabaleoni. Nobody don't be that. The guy, everybody enters building. Being part of a building is not part of the body. What it means that you are part of the body of Christ is that, see, your spirit has been raised from the dead and taken from the body of sin and have been joined into the body of Christ. You have met Jesus and he has permitted you to join his body. Those are the things we must answer. As this person, does he have a personal encounter with the Lord Jesus? Has his spirit been raised from the dead? That is what it means to be. That's from your country. At least we're in the same country. And like I said, for in many cases, that is even questionable. You see, some of the fathers today are very concerned. Asking, are people really... they are concerned. Say, is this person born again? I feel that it's not as if people are not born again. It's just that the standard of the gospel has gone so low that some of many conversion experiences are questionable. Some people, it's keyboard that draw them to church. Keyboard, music. Keyboard, you know, aesthetics, fine church. A lot of things brought people to church, not Jesus. So number one, body of Christ, all right? Country. Then the next thing is kindred or tribe. I said that represented your brethren in light, pursuing the hope of eternal life. We get that in Matthew 12, verse 52. Describes our brethren as they are they that do what? The will of the Father. Note B. It is more than marrying from your church or the waters. As good as this is, it's more about doing and not hearing only. So somebody can be in City Gate Church. He's not a doer. So that's why I said that, you see, number one thing that I must clarify, you must have personal relationship with the Lord. You must be discerning. You must be able to sort out people. Amen. So but why also one pastor, sir? Listen. Let me put disclaimer. I love everybody. I don't discriminate. At times, some people do things that even shock myself. You know, I said, I'll tell you the truth. But actually, more real sumo daddy. Sir, only sumo daddy, come out there. Barely, sir. Because you have to make your mind up to follow the Lord. Somebody can be hearing and is not committed to doing. So that's why I said, I have to put this caveat. I said, because somebody can be in the waters and his or her soul is what? Waterproof. So, yeah, water, sir. Or could he were watered? So the person is still making up his mind to follow the truth. He's hearing it though. And that's why at times, you know, God must give us accurate wisdom for judging. So that's why there are certain things fundamentally that must boil down to your own personal walk with God. Your wisdom of judging. Let me say that marriage in the kingdom is built on the principle of working together in agreement, based on shared values, convictions, and understanding. That's why you can't marry anybody. Imagine, sorry, I'm going to use example of two churches, and I'm not castigating those churches. I just need you to see the disparity. Get a brother from Christ Embassy. Get a sister from MFM. I don't know if you just go and resolve the equation. You can't resolve it. For you to know that when it comes to marriage, someone said, someone asked me one time, he says, but we talk about descending the body and loving the church. So why can't I marry from anywhere? I said, you can, but I said there are a lot of other things to consider. I said, two have to work together. There has to be an agreement. Because you see, when there are doctrinal gaps, because it's doctrine or understanding that moves the home together. So once there are doctrinal gaps, now I can love you as my brother from a doctrinal stream, but we are not married. But I love you. We can be in the same office and we work together. But when it comes to marriage, it's different. Fundamentally, marriage functions on what? Agreement. There has to be agreement. Can two work together? Except there be what? Agreed. There has to be agreement. So when it comes to marriage, shared values. Somebody cannot be saying he wants eternal life. And the other person can run eternal life. So, Listen, it doesn't send ever. His own Christianity is make and make him here. So when you talk about eternal life too, he cannot relate with it. It becomes, and that itself can create a tear in the home. What was your own? What are you looking for? You even go to church too much. What's your problem? Some people, 1 hour service in a week is okay. But you go for School of Christ. You go for Word and Prayer. They say you are going to one Lagos for Beacon. He does not understand. You don't understand? He doesn't understand. Now, why is there confusion? There was no agreement. Are you following me? It was more of an emotional thing, but there was no agreement. Can two walk together except there be what? You are not following me again, no? It will be difficult to marry a brother or a sister that is uninterested in your spiritual journey and pursuit of attaining the fullness of Christ. As a brother, you say, it doesn't matter, she will follow me, sir. A lady can frustrate your life. You need to know that, because some guys don't care. A lady can frustrate your life. You don't understand? A lady can frustrate your life. If a woman wants to frustrate your life, she will frustrate your life. Sir, be anointed till the teeth. We have not seen some pastors they fought before they came to preach. Yes. You don't understand? They are Janle koto wa preach ni sir. If a lady wants to frustrate your life, your anointing will become annoyance. So you cannot afford to marry anybody. Because some brothers, they feel that it doesn't matter. I can marry from anywhere. I'm the guy. They follow me. Sir. If you marry bad products, you are going to have issues all through your journey. Except God shows you mercy. And the lady has visitation. Because she doesn't understand you. So it will be difficult to marry a brother or a sister that is uninterested in your spiritual journey and pursuit of attaining the fullness of Christ. Except, listen, you are ready to live in denial or neglect a truth you have known because of marriage. Now, you know that there is more to God than making heaven. You know that. The guy does not know. But because you want to marry, you want to neglect that. You know the problem with that? Next slide. I'll show you the problem. You can do that, but there is a problem. Everybody say there is a problem. This is the problem. I say marriage that would not be a vehicle to make you attain the high calling of God in Christ. This is my opinion. It's not worth it. On the long run, it's not worth it. I can tell you, I have seen many. I know an example of a sister that, you know, was in relationship with a particular brother. And the brother was not in the country anymore. But the sister now came to these waters. God opened her eyes. So all of a sudden, she now started, because she herself was not conscious of the fact of her state until she died here in this world. So all of a sudden, she was awoken. So everything was now clear to her. She now begin to see that this brother is not even serious at all, because if he goes serious, you know what I'm talking about? I was complaining. This brother is not serious. But now I said, okay, this is the advice. Emotionally, don't just pray for him. Don't weep. But don't invest emotions anymore. Because the guy, for instance, the guy was abroad. You know, when you go to abroad, when you jackpot, sir, you have to make it. So he was not going to church. Everything, spirituality was zero. So she would say, seeing flaws with that. So she herself was questioning, say, okay. This is what you do. Don't invest your emotions. Tell her, I have a new experience with Jesus Christ. And if you are going to marry, this is the new standard. Alas, it was not easy. By the time the brother came physically, the sister melted in love. Everybody say love. You know, Oye Kanwinku sang one song about love. I've forgotten. Love wanting. Is it Oye Kanwinku sang love wanting? Pastor Friday. Love one thing. Sorry, I'm talking to Gen Z's. So, love. You know the very funny thing? It was not as if she now started fighting us. She said, you see where problem is. Because now we are now the one opposing you for marrying. Meanwhile, you are the one that first saw there is a problem. You now say, okay, do it this way. So that you are safe. All of a sudden, you now say, but you said this. Then the fight, and I always face that. Because when it comes to marriage thing at times, when you start raising standards, that's when you start having enemies. Everybody that calls you daddy, damo. So eventually, she went ahead to marry the guy. I heard something recently that was not so good to say. But the problem has always been there. So I'm not surprised. Me, I was thinking that you'll be strong enough and take your stand. See, take your stand. I'm not marrying you except to fix up your work with God. Yes, sir. And if he goes to marry another sister, wish him well. Koma koti elo. Olorun ti gbadura e. It's better that you settle now. You will be praying in marriage. You will be praying, oh Lord, my God. You will be praying. Now you are praying for your husband. That God must encounter him. I said, but take your stand. I said, if he loves you, he will consider your spiritual journey. And he will buckle up. I said, then we can monitor that process. But it was as if this was Pastor Iburu. This person is wicked. Or don't you? That was a very good walk. But I feel that was the best. Because she was afraid that if she raised that standard, the guy will go. Let him go. It means he is not serious with God. If you tell anybody about becoming like Christ, want to become like Jesus, and he shuns it off, sir, if you marry that guy, you will suffer. You're going to suffer. It means he does not regard God. He doesn't regard God. So as far as I'm concerned, any marriage that cannot vehicle God, he doesn't want it. At the end of the day, you will not be happy. You will be disappointed. In my opinion, it is better to stay alone. That's why I said this is our teaching. And inherit the promise of eternal life. That's what we are teaching. Than getting married and losing a lifetime opportunity of growing up into all things. He doesn't want it. Sherry, see, Ayeyi. He's not. Max, you spend on the earth another 60 years. It is when you are growing older that you just find out that, I don't want to. It's like I should not grow older again. I felt like going back to 30. So, but if you know what eternal life is, you don't mind everything going. That's why we teach, once I have God, I have everything. Let's settle that now. Apostle David, why are you talking like this? And marrying it? I don't know. I'm not God. See, yes, I don't know. I'm not God. I don't know what God's plan is for your life. I don't know. I desire that all of you have good homes and you marry. But I don't know what God has for you. I don't know your path. I don't know your calling. I don't know the crosses you will bear. But I want you to follow God and trust God and love God with all your heart, with all your soul. Love God more than marriage. That is what I will tell you. However, additionally, especially to our sisters, can you rather believe God and wait for the right man? At the present, keep growing up spiritually and become more like Christ. I heard this about Iyanna. Iyanna was a deadly girl. Iyanna that followed Mommy Ellen. You know, she married at 36. She had if you knew Iyanna when she was young, she was beautiful. I think I met her first at 24. I don't know if you know people that know Sister Iyanna. So she will have, I'm sure she will have been having men run. Run. I heard this one say, he kept saying no. She kept saying no. Even in the waters, it was not enough. For her, her calling was to follow Mommy Ellen. See, listen. Our own was to serve Mommy Eli. So any person that is going to marry her must be willing to serve Mommy Eli. He will truly yes, sir. So is that not enough? Is that not enough? This is what God has called me to do. This is, you know, look at that level of commitment. I heard that her house is not far from daddy's house. Commitment. So she, God had to arrange Pastor Tosin for her. So we have people that are really living this life. They are within us. Don't think that they are, that's why I use the example. In my opinion, a wife, a virtuous woman, would always be found. That's my own opinion. Because that's what the scripture says. He that what? Well, some of you don't believe me. He that what? Findeth what? A good thing. And obtains what? That means that that woman is a favorable woman. That's my opinion. I said, God isn't against your happiness, except in very rare cases. Some people actually feel that God does not want them to be happy. Anytime you are like that, you already opened the door for Satan. There's nobody that desires your happiness more than your Father in heaven. I said, see, God isn't against your happiness except in very rare cases where you're being single with glorifying. This is the hard one that I must say. Eh? And he would even give grace for this. Some people, it may just be your part. I don't know. That's why I'm saying this. I don't know how far Richard said, Pastor Dimitri, what are you saying? I will say everything that I need to say. Because, you know, we should not be pitying each other, sir. Eh? Like, your part, God will reveal to you. That's why I'm saying that we should preach the gospel and raise the standard. Because if you don't see it to this point, you'll be thinking, you know, where can you get to that? God, if I don't marry at this age, then I've tried. So I can do whatever I like. I can do whatever I like, God. Won't you try? We'll try the 40. And you didn't show up till 40. So I'm going for Callistos. So I'm going for Callistos. Kalili Koloshiaku. I'm going for Callistos. And God, you cannot tell me not to go for Callistos. Brethren, I'm not joking. No. Make up your mind. God is good. It is worth it to wait on God. It is worth it to wait for God. It is worth it to journey with God. It is worth it to allow God to determine every single step that you take. Brethren, it is worth it. Would you have to use, you will have to, now I'm talking to those that we marry outside of their church environment. I said you will have to use thorough friendship to make a brother or sister from your country to transit and love your tribe. And buy into your spiritual journey and pursuit. I said, this can only work when emotions are not what? To be involved. There are good people out there. There are good sisters out there, good brothers out there. When I mean out there, not in the world, in the body of Christ. Because I know some people don't hear well, sir. So let us define the thing. In the body of Christ. However, this is it. They must journey, because you have a spiritual journey. I'm assuming. My wife is going to handle that aspect. That brother that is in the country must come to your tribe and love your tribe. And he now buys into your spiritual journey. I know a lot of brothers that have heart for God. When they hear this truth. In fact, they're joining more than you that brought them. There are many in this church. There are many in the waters. They just heard, wow. So this is what is happening. This is true. So, but when it comes to marriage, you have to settle that. Now, the problem is, if emotions is involved, you can't make that decision well. Because you're already afraid. Can this thing work? Can it not work? So you have to die to that thing completely so that it can work. Let your friendship be thorough friendship. From your friendship, you will know that it can move beyond friendship. Into marriage. If you don't allow that thing to run its full course, this is what will happen to you. You may have to be in an environment where your spiritual hunger will never be satisfied. you will never be satisfied spiritually. And someone say it doesn't matter. That you will know that it matters when you are in it. That you can't pray together. I know what it means in marriage. My wife is my friend. We can talk. I can share my heart with her. Imagine if I married a woman that I cannot talk to. You don't understand? You don't know what I'm talking about. That you cannot open your heart. Sweetheart, let us talk. Sir, you cannot talk to her. You cannot talk to him. There's no basis for talking. You will be dying on your inside. There's no more joy in that. Sir, let me retain. See, my fellowship with God was good before. Eh? Like Mommy Ellen would say, she said, anytime that daddy travels, she just enters into that mode with fellowship with the Lord. She enjoys her walk with God because she always had it before. It's easy for her to quickly connect back to God. The most frustrating thing that can happen to someone that is walking with God is to be in the same boat with somebody that does not love your God. It is frustrating, sir. If you think that life is just about marriage, let us have a good time, let's have fun. It's not like that all the time. So the God factor must be always constant. Because there are challenges you're going to face. You go through challenges, all kinds of challenges. Nobody knows the challenge you face. But when the God factor is constant, you know that you go through all challenges and you come out safe. But if you know that God factor is not variable, there's a problem. Are we all on the same page? All right, let's move to the next slide. So I've told you, I think we have done two. We have done the Garden of Eden model. We are talking about the patriarchal. So you can see. So see that some of your leaders are passionate about who you marry. It's because they love you. See, I want some of you to hear. I am enjoying my marriage. I'm not going to live with you in your house. I have no benefit or gain if you marry right or wrong in that sense. My benefit is the purpose of God. It's my conscience before God. If you marry a wrong person, it will pain me because I know, but you went through also. Sure, is it me that way? See, you can even be in this church and I can bone you. Confirm. I will bone you. I'll do as if I don't know. I say, come to meeting, my bone word. So, for some of you that think that maybe daddy does not want me to get married, I don't know, they're just delaying me. In City Gate Church, they like people not get married early. You see, all those rumblings, they must stop. You must hear me very well and hear well. Nobody is delightful in your not getting married. I'm not happy. Hey, hallelujah. I'm not like that. I am not like that. And now you need to know. You should even love me for telling you the truth. And telling you how things must be done. So that you will not cry in the future. Had I known. Can we all say amen? I can't hear your amen, no? All right, so let's move to the third one, okay, before the slides come up. Yeah, I just felt I needed to learn. I told you, I need to share my heart. It's like I don't want some people to marry. Why would I want you to marry? I wish you well. Can we say amen? I just want the purpose of God to be kept. All right? I don't want people to hurt themselves. So, let's move on, all right? Number three, that's the third one. Finding in your community model. Finding in your community model. Please, I'll need you to put the slides on the screen. It's already 2:1, wow. My plan is to finish by 1. But by 1:30, I'll be through. Can we all say, you have refreshments. There's refreshment now. Oh, there's no refreshment. Cause that one. Hallelujah. All right. I'm waiting. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 22 is a scripture we know. I'm going to fetch the third model from there. Finding in your community model. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 22. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 22. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 22. All right. So we can read that scripture. He that findeth a what? A wife findeth a good thing. Can we all say he that findeth? Now I've done a teaching on that before. I'm not going to repeat that. So there must be a kind of man that knows how to find. So if you're not that E, you cannot find. It's not just anybody. There's somebody that is finding, he knows what he's looking for. Uh-huh. Some guys don't know what they're looking for. They don't really know what they're looking for. So he that findeth knows what he's looking for. It means that this guy finding is fine, he's looking for a wife. He's not looking for a slave queen. Hello? Come on. What did I say he's looking for? It means that he must meet a wife before the wife enters his home. So he that findeth a wife. He didn't say he that findeth a sister. So he is a wife already. Huh? You know, the Bible has a very clear way of pushing his thoughts. So it means that somebody, a lady that is a good thing, she has been good before she got married. So you get what I'm talking about? So, number one, if you're not a good man, you can't be looking for a good thing. So when there's a confusion, and at times, you know, in dealing with brothers, I have a lot of them, and I love all of them. But at times, many of them, I have to talk to them and say, sir, what do you want? After they say, they come and say, Father, daddy, this is what the Lord is saying. I'll just smile. So what do you want? Because now, I am talking to somebody that does not know where I'm. Because you see, we are not at the same level. At least I'm 17 years in the journey. I know things that you don't know. You are just about, you don't even know. So I'm telling you, so what do you want? Because now, I'm looking at, with all the experiences in the journey, so what do you want? What kind of woman do you want to marry? At times I ask brothers that. I actually, somebody that fears, you know, some people, they already have lists. I don't know where they're getting from. Someone that fears the Lord. How do you know a woman that fears the Lord? You understand? I probed some of you that deeply, and some of you, I had to leave you because I don't know. Brothers, before they come, they already have settled. They have already settled who they want to marry. Not just settled. They have even gone ahead to toast her. So you are just coming to say, so daddy, actually, I say I want to come and see you, sir. So see me for actually, sir. You are not telling me that because you have seen somebody, you, sir. You have not. You have gone beyond seeing. You have signed. What is signed, sir? So all your questions, are just surface questions. And someone, when I probe deeper, I know that you are not being sincere. Do you want us to go through the step one by one? So that is what I want to discuss here, but not even fully. So a man that is not good cannot be looking for a good thing. Because you don't know what to look for. You don't know what to look for, sir. Now let's go ahead. All right? Thank you. So this is closely related to the first one, but it's slightly different because it involves your specific what? Community. So this one now is now your church, your local church. All right? Because it's easy, it's difficult to find in an assembly where you are not in. It's very difficult, I won't lie to you. It's not easy to find there. Because there are a lot of, I will show you part of the principles that helps you find. You will need a lot of help. But when it means find it, it means that it's within your reach. Can we say amen? It's easier to find in your house. So you can't go to somebody's house and say, "Mo one come be." They'll first ask you, "Where are you coming from?" So you don't even have liberty to find. There are many things you have to cross a lot of hurdles to find. But if it's in your community, it's easy to find. Because you interact with each other, you see each other. There are a lot of things that bring you together. So, but going somewhere else is very difficult to find, really. Because you need, number one, you need the permission of the leadership to allow you to even... So this involves your specific church community, all right? Where you are planted and trust your leadership. because they will be involved in the process as guides and overseers. The thing about it is, and I want you to see it, you are hiring a sister, right? There are those that are pastoring that sister. If you think that their judgment does not matter, you are not wise. Because part of spiritual oversight involves being, you can know souls. Much more, you can even know souls sometimes by judgment. Other, you can know some souls by interaction. Even at times as, let me tell you this, and I need to be sincere with you. Even at times as ministers, we used to feel that, I didn't know this person well. You don't understand? Maybe, let me use somebody, then we're like, who is married here? There's nobody married here. Pastor Frank, a lady that is married. Amaka is married, so I'm safe. So let's say Amaka went under my oversight, and I thought I knew her. And then she now gets married to Ebuna. And I start hearing something she's doing. I say, what happened? What happened? I can't believe this cannot be Amaka. This cannot be Amaka, no. And I say, yeah. Amaka take Bamisa. Yes, I'm talking about sometimes what pastors feel. Okay, wow, I can't imagine. You know, maybe she's doing some things at the home front. Maybe abusing her husband. You know those kind of things? I can't. No, it can't be this girl. This girl, she saw me see. So, maybe the other one saw submarine. Pastor, that's what I'm saying. She's submarine, sir. So I will record what she tells me. I'm telling you some of the outbreaks of pastors because some of you don't know. And then the husband breaks and you hear. You say, no, you can't. You say, Pastor, this is her. This is your Amaka talking. I said, Jesus is Lord. Heartbreaks. Pastors have heartbreaks. They do. That is even those that are pastoring. At times where they even have the privilege to have experience to be able to look into matters and to check things again. So you now want to make your own decision by yourself. Why are you so bold and confident? In what? You just believe that. Sir, you will return. When it comes to marriage, it is not just personal. I thank God for personal convictions. It is primarily needed. It's just like the first block that must be laid. After that, you must put other blocks on it. Can we say amen? The Bible says in a multitude of counts, there is safety. So the next one is safety. Now, that one is not beyond your own personal conviction. Personal conviction is there, is number one. The number two that has to be there, other ones, has to now be safety. Can we all shout the word safety? That now have to involve not just your leaders, even your brethren. Have you noticed that there are times that brethren even pick that leaders may not even know? Yeah. Maybe your close brethren, they just pick some things. And that's why I told you, when it comes to marriage decision, carry your brethren along. Pray with them. Why do you have to? You are deciding on who to marry. It's only you that prayed. Me and you, Lord. You should have brethren in the church. Two sisters that are your friends. Give them, let them pray. Let them hear what the Lord is also telling them. What do you think? You know, this is what the Lord is telling me. What do you think about it? Can we pray together? Five sisters in a room, and the sister has finished all she has to do with marriage. And the brother just appeared. Please come and meet Brother Toby. Brother Toby is the one. And all of them are just looking at you. Sometimes some of you say you are close. I don't understand your closeness. So you just look at me. You don't even know what brethren is. And some people, they will tell their biological sister at home. Some have even gone ahead to say they told their parents. And their pastors don't know about it. But who did you tell? I told my daddy. Your daddy that is drinking beer. Say, please, listen. I just need to open. Daddy, am I shark beer, sir? So I told my mommy, I told my dad, that's when you now remember your mommy and daddy. So I'm showing you the role of your leaders and your brethren. They should pray with you. That is where the Bible says, in a multitude of counsel. In a community of like-minded brethren, that is where you have a multitude of people that have the right mind. Why? How do they have the right mind? All of you are hearing doctrine. So they can help you and plumb you. No. This is not according to what we are receiving. Because, now, the reason why you not carry your brethren along is because you don't want them to be involved. You don't want anything. You want to set between you and your God. Now, let's go back. Amen. Let me go to my son. Are you following me? My wallet has come, Abby. Are you following me? All right. Now, go back. No. Go back. I think I've missed. So, you need guys. So, when it comes to finding in your community, you need guys. Not just even from your pastors alone, even from brethren. As brothers, ask your fellow brothers. Maybe I'm hiring Sister Joan. And I've already prayed. And I say, Friday, how far now? What do you think about Joan? It's like, the Lord is saying, can you pray with me? If it's like a no decision, Pastor Joan, can you wait more? These are guys that you share with. See, you guys, you share what? Share about marriage. Share what? You don't wait in that they teach. Testimony. They don't share only testimony. Prophecy. Talk about sister. Amen. That's what we used to do in those days as brothers. I remember when I mentioned my wife to some of my friends, all of them say, they liked her. All of them say, that girl, If I saw it, they say, we know already. We didn't just tell you. Yes, Correct, sister. They're your brothers. And if all of them say no, it's a problem. You have to go and pray more. I'm not talking about guys that are not serious. Spiritual guys that you journey together. You make decisions together. Say, brother Thaddeus. Brother, I ain't toxic. That brother is toxic. I saw her addressing sister Jumi, and I was not, and I noticed that the way he talks to Sita, he talks them down. There's something that, let us still wait. Maybe he just needs to go to some fine-tuning. Let's not rush this. That's counseling. Brethren can even do that before you even get to pastor's table. I know that some of us, we don't listen to each other. I'm wondering. You know that there is submission amongst brethren. Yes, sir. You don't submit to your brethren. You say, I only submit to pastor. I submit to daddy. Only run here. You don't submit to daddy. You cannot submit to daddy if you cannot listen to brethren. You are all fellowshipping together. You are listening to the same doctrine. And you are hearing the word together. Abba. You should be able to talk to each other. And help each other. I say, because it's not you. That's why you are jealous of me. Yes, I'm talking your talk. You're not the one that they come and beat you. That's why. So even the person that's supposed to talk to you will keep quiet. So that you not call him or her a witch or a wizard. Let me just keep quiet. So somebody that's supposed to help you will keep quiet. Maybe one side, the thing the person will say is going to save you. You know, in amidst brethren, there are some people that are more sharp prophetically. In those days when we were young, my wife was one of them. All those I want are their community. They can pick you, they can pick your spirits. You cannot hide from them. You should know your each other now. You know, some people when they this is what they say. Let me bring this person here, this sister. When they smell like the guy, you go lose the original. He knows this. We know ourselves well. We know say some people when they pray. We had a brother. He has come here before. He used to call him Prophet JK. JK the prophet. Sir, any matter, pray with him. He will come tomorrow with an accurate dream, describing everything. Do we have people like that? I didn't used to like to pray with the guy. When you pray with this guy, word of the Lord go come out. Hey, sentele, the sentele, even sentele. He can immediately enters into the spirit. He start praying. Oh, sentele, be sentele, ye be sentele. I say, if this brother, if he bring word like this, while I go there, we should know each other. There are some people that have sharp spirits. You'll not be running your consignment. You'll be hiding it. You'll be running it. Nobody knows anything. Sir, I pity you. You are not wise. Are you following me? Because at times I even found out that some pastors don't even know some things. You people, you know each other. Somebody told me about a brother. You understand? Oh God, I don't want to talk too much. Sir, but it's over, sir. I said, this brother is good. Someone said, ah, brother, you shake me. But he like when he shake me. I said, brother, you man shake me, sir. Only call he shake me, sir. Only to man shake my tileku. And I said, all of you, nobody told me. I was the last person that knew that the brother used to be, you can fight. I was the last to know. Every other person knew. So brethren know each other better. Yeah. The brother that can fight, you know. The sister that fights, you know. You know, it's possible that we don't know the sister that fights. That we are fight, you are fighting, you are certainly before I come home. In fact, there are some fights that is happening, I don't hear. Because I'm waiting on the Lord. I've gone into third heaven. So you said to the, I don't know anything. So later I'm just saying, ah, this is the holy sister of God. Hallelujah. The daughter of Zion. So when you talk, you know, brother, daddy. Elio Zion. You know yourself. And daddy, this person knows Zion. So I love Zion. I said, ah, what are you saying? Say, daddy, the artist and I play. You know the people that are still fighting. You know the people that can beat physically. You know the people that are still cursing. Yes. It's not, so this thing is not just only leadership. It's a community thing. Like I told you in the village one time, we announced there, we went to the village. All of them came out. Ah, she's a bad girl. When it comes to village life, we know each other. It's not hard. It's not hidden from anybody. This brother can still, wait, he can beat his sister. Because he has not overcome the ability to beat. Yes, he still tried to, Oshin, no brother can. Last, oh, 40 and back. In fact, we need to help each other because at times leadership needs to know those things.
Yes,
someone say, I'm forgiving the person. Sir, yes. You are forgiving the person, but does not mean the sin has been remitted. Slap has not been remitted from me. So, sir, why just slap, sir? Slap, wait. The Lord removed slap from me. So, yet. You are forgiving it, but it has not been remitted. At times, some of you notice you don't even tell us. We'll not hear later. It's not painful. Wow. So this thing was happening. Oh, me ne kadia fremaya. Kajome ne kalo frenesa. Now let's go ahead. This process involves finding in your community prayerfully. So if you are finding your community, you have to be doing it prayerfully. All right? Those that are already wives, Proverbs 31, are not little sisters. Now listen. I want you to follow me. Everybody say little sisters. No, you are not talking. No. Say little brothers. It is not a derogatory statement. It is a state. It's a state that people, everybody goes to that state. It's just like you coming to ask for my daughter in marriage. My daughter is a teenager. It means there's a teenager soul in the spirit. You know the way teenagers are? It's a yoje. Today they are happy, tomorrow they are happy. Today they do well, tomorrow they don't do well. That kind of person cannot handle the pressure of marriage. It's not a stable soul yet. Marriage needs consistency, not even perfection. Consistency. Somebody that you can predict, yes. If he gets angry, this is how he acts. The bad thing will go up and say, go walk away. There's a measure of consistency and affirmation that must come from the character of people that go and marriage. So, little sisters. So, the Bible says a wife. Remember, the Bible did not say he that find it a woman. It said a wife. So, why do you think the Bible says a wife? Meaning, she already has this, the traits of a wife consistently running in her. So, this is not a girl that when he gets to marriage and she's giving back to children, say, Pastor, Daddy, I'm depressed. Because artery only manage the pressure to a certain degree. Maybe not all. We have seen it. Can manage some level of pressure. Can be consistent. All right? She has a consistent prayer life. Now, if a lady has a consistent prayer life, she can manage the pressures of marriage. Manage the pressures of children. Somebody that is struggling to pray every day. Most like woman, any problem. The challenges, see, oko ati omo bade. You are still struggling. You are lazy. You can't wake up 4 o'clock and pray. You can't wake up 4:30 and pray. Sir, you have nothing. You are a single. There's no brother that is tapping you in the middle of the night. If you know what I'm saying. You don't understand. It's a mystery. It will be revealed to you very soon. When you are tired, it doesn't care if you are tired or not. You must have that bed. After that, you wake up in the morning. You boil water for children. You do things for them. You will cook. My wife was saying that this generation, they don't even care about cook. Everybody go and settle yourself. Because it's strength in me. The ability to bear many things. You know, we grew up knowing women being ambidextrous. Some of you check your mothers. Except you don't have such mothers. But you know, women are ambidextrous. They are managing children, managing the husband, managing everything. So that thing, you should have it before you get married. That's what they call a wife. Now, so somebody is now receiving a little sister. Now, this is the problem I have with that. You can receive a little sister, but please, can you wait? Daddy, I'm sure that Anu is my wife. It's possible that the Lord has revealed ahead. The Lord speaks things before they come to pass. But I'll tell you that I can't hand Anu over to you now. Not because of anything. She is not ready for marriage. If I do that, I'm not a good father. It means that I am already saying, I know there will be a problem. Imagine Anu going to marry now. What can she do? She can argue with you, sir. So you can think about an argumentative sister. A sister that argues with her fellow sister. Listen, no, she can never, you can't win her. When it comes to argument, Baba organiza. This one, only Jufemi Falana. Only Sir Bakoba. So she never entered into marriage. Because when she needs to be a woman of peace, can she undo? That is what I'm talking about. You know the very funny thing? Maturity is now not physical age. Somebody can be 40, sir. She's still 21. And that is the most painful thing. But Ojo ti lo lori e. And there are certain things that you have not mastered yet. What I want to hear about you as a sister, a brother, they want to receive, I want to hear that you are doing well in your hostel. You are doing well in your family. I call your family where you live. I say, so how is this sister doing? I say, Daddy, this is what she's doing. She's trying her best. She does this. I say, wow. What about that walk with God? How's her consistency in prayer? She prays. She does this. She does that. She does all that. That's good. That is what I want to hear. Not that, Daddy, well, we are believing God. I don't want to hear we are believing God. See, listen. I don't want to hear we are believing God. I don't want to hear that. I'm not saying you must be perfect. I want to hear some level of consistency in your character. In fact, we are not even implementing this standard like we should. Because if not, this church will be very hotter than this. Some of you will blow this roof. You will do a Luther. We care shush. Now you know they grow. Now you know they listen. Yeah? So who is a little sister? I said, this is not a degrading word, but a description of a state where a lady is not mature spiritually for the challenges of marriage. And I don't mean physical maturity in terms of age, but in our walk with God and our conversation amidst what? The brethren. Marriage is not a physical thing I've established. It is a spiritual thing. It is more spiritual. So I'm looking at you. You're not consistent in your walk with God. Another. I mean, basic spirituality. So I will tell you, if a brother come and meet me and concern a little sister, you are prayed and the Lord, I say, this sister, I did that to a brother and there was war. In the bus, he came out. Sir. There was war. I said, this sister, again, and literally, I said, am I talking? Okay. I said, just go, but at least give her a little time to grow. She has not been a Christian for even up to 4 years. Just give her some time to grow. And then, she even age-wise, she's still a little bit young, so you still have an advantage. Let some things happen. He didn't say, yes, listen. But he did not listen because he started connecting at the back. I won't tell you the old gist, but that was what happened. In my heart, I was now looking, don't you know that I was actually... We are doing this in your favor. There are some things you will learn. You may have to learn in the hard way. So just take it, please. So even if you have to, you have received someone and the leadership is saying, wait, it is not against you. It is for you. Many times we know things that you don't know. Now, that particular lady, there are things I knew about her that I can't tell this brother. If I tell him, he may have to pray again to make up his mind. So you know, understand. You know, there are certain things I cannot say as a pastor. If I say it, it's like I'm even spoiling the rep of the sister. If I tell the brother that one. Maybe a sister that had a bad past, for instance, and God is still helping and I say, if you know this girl. But I won't do that because our past is our past. But the only thing is I want to be sure that our past is not in our future. It's not in our present and it will not be in our future. That's the work of leadership. So that period of checking just to be sure that, okay, is this girl okay? Is she true with her past? Imagine, for instance, let's say you meet a brother in church, but you don't know the past of the brother, but the pastors know the past of the brother, right? Maybe he was very promiscuous with ladies, like anything in skirts. You know, bad boys. You know what I'm talking about? Bad boys, you know? And, okay, but he's now receiving doctrine, and we are still checking him. If the bad boy traits, at least what he reduced, you know what I'm talking about? Because did you know they go like that? Share and they tell you the truth. Yes, you know they go like that, but he may have reduced to the point that at least he has mastery over it. How many of you know that self-control is a fruit of the spirit?
Yes, sir.
Now, I can do 6 girls. But now, God has helped me. I can focus on one sister that will marry this one. And I can subdue the other 5. Now, amen. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
So, but we have seen the brother that is consistent. That in the time that he was being passed on, obviously, he had some measure of self-control and God had helped him with ladies. It will be a bad pastor to see a brother still struggling with his commitment to God and now say he can't go ahead. Or somebody that had a past, maybe with terrible things, you know, terrible things. So those are issues. So that is the delicacy of pastoring that you don't know. Or somebody that can lie. So that's why I said that. So all these things are part of the thing. So you see, you cannot rubbish this one. There has to be some level of conversation that you have with God and that you have that brethren has been able to see. Oh, sister, this is that. Oh, brother, this is that. Those things are necessary. Can we say amen?
Yes.
Let's move ahead. I didn't show you that scripture of little sister. Psalms of Solomon chapter 8. Can we quickly look at it? Please. Time is going. Now, let me go ahead. Before you show me that scripture, you can check it in your heart. We have a little sister, and she has no breast. What shall we do for our sister in the day when she is what? Spoken for. Look at the next. If she will be a wall, wall represents salvation. We will build her upon the palace of silver. If she be a door, meaning she's not a wall, she's not a door. We will enclose her what? With boards of cedar. So this is not the Shulamite talking. I am a wall and my breasts are like towers. He's not talking about anything physical. He's talking about I've been able to achieve some level of maturity and stature. You know that this is the wife of the king. So in any local church, we are going to have little brothers and little sisters. What our responsibility is to make sure they grow up a little bit more. Can we say amen? Because church is family. Let them grow up a little bit more. Let them show some traits of maturity, manhood, consistency, and character. All right? You know, the only interesting thing is that our spiritual age is not more prominent when it comes to church. We all look at ourselves physically, but we are not, we don't live according to our physical age. Do you know that? We live according to our what? Our age in the spirit. This is how you are inside that you live. So when you are 40 and spiritually you are 10, you live out like a 10-year-old. When you are 30, spiritually you are 70, you live out like a 70-year-old. So you can see a sister that is 25, she is mature. She's thinking like a mother already. You could see it in her conversation. You see it how she's handling things. When they give her something in her unit, you can see the way she handles it. This one is focused. We can trust her. Is there somebody that they give something, they are still overseeing it? Or she tell it, they are still following you up to do something. You know that this one has not developed grasp over what is committed to her. So can they commit marriage to your hands? Because marriage is a commitment. It's lives that are involved. Souls are involved. Now, give me the next slide, please. So I love this model. This is my, personally for me, this is my best model. And like, let me tell you why, right away. I said I love this model because it's the most practical and easy to monitor. Provided that both parties are true sons and daughters of the house, anyway. If they are true sons of the house, what makes true daughters and sons in the house? Number one, they trust their leaders. They know that their leaders love them. And every decision they make is for their good. It's easy. So if Pastor Friday comes for Sister Doi, they are married. I can look at it and say, Friday, do you trust me? Please, let's wait a little bit more. Doi is not going to run away. She's in our hands. Let us work on her more for you. Are you getting this thing? I don't know. Are you getting me? Okay, dear, we can say, okay, let's fast track our growth. Let's send that to so family. They can put pressure on her in this area of her life. Because we cannot see, I see some one or two things that I think she needs to at least have before she marries. Or there's a brother Thaddeus, all right? And we notice that brother Thaddeus has not shown consistency in certain areas. We can quickly make a decision concerning him. That is how church family is done. So, finding in your community model, okay? Thank you. We have also a little brother, which is a brother that is not developed enough. He has not developed enough spiritual character. Now, it's not like you become a full son of God before you marry. That's not what we are saying. But you have a measure of spiritual character. Something consistent. All right? You have the fruits of the Spirit that have grown. Right, that we have seen in your life. It's okay. With this kind of brother, he can handle a woman. We know that we can trust our sister into his hands. Am I talking to brethren?
Yes, sir.
He has developed spiritual character. Accountability is an accountable brother. He can own up when he's wrong. See, it's not like somebody can be wrong, but when he's confronted, he owns up. Somebody is wrong. When he's confronted, he fights back. Those are two different things. This brother is meek enough. It can be corrected. It means that if this brother marries, prevention pastors needs to talk to him. At least you are safe. He will listen because he has authority figures over him. They can rebuke him. All right? There are men in this church I've rebuked, I've corrected, concerning how they're related with their wives, and they listen to me. Imagine when I corrected them and say, Pastor, teen lesson here. Yes, I you need to know this. Pastor, teen lesson here, I'm the head of my house. I'm the head of my house. There's nothing I can do. You're the head of your house. Okay. Because I said spiritual accountability. All right? It's not fighting Pastor CG. It's not fighting Pastor Friday. Eh? You can see him is following the pastors. You can see the pastors can instruct him. He can serve the pastors. He can serve the brethren. He can take instruction. He can serve a lady. Please, are you listening to me? I'm talking about spiritual. So I said, it's dangerous to hand a sister to a brother who is inconsistent in his walk. It's a very dangerous thing. He said, it's not consistent in his walk and he's not accountable to his leaders. Who can talk to him? There's a case that like that around me. Nobody can talk to that brother. Pastor, you know what I'm talking about. I called the brother. The way he was talking to me on the phone, I know I can't go further. Yes. Like if I go further, and I respected myself. What any of one limits? I can't go further. So it's not everybody that is accountable. For sisters that are going to marry outside this church, sir, if you marry a brother that is not accountable or you're lower, sir, because when there's a problem, who will talk to him? Some brothers, when you report them to spiritual authority, they get more angry. I know a brother like that. He was a leader even in a church. It was a very big church. The guy was messing up with ladies. The wife even had the effrontery to go and report him. You know what he did? He stopped going to that church. He said, go and shop the church. You and your pastor, go and shop the church. Terrible soul. The lady, she ran away from the marriage. Ran away. So a man that they're correct, you are even in courtship with the guy. And maybe Pastor CG rebuked him. And you saw his rage. Run. What did I say?
Run.
That's a red flag. That's a red flag. It means nobody can talk to him. Because when he gets married, the consciousness of his bosshood becomes more established. You know what? I fear my father-in-law. Apart from that, I fear Reverend Kayode Egoke. That if my wife says you will report me to him, I'll say, please, Jotori Olorun. Aye, Ada. Ikotoba fe, Mashe. I don't want that. Because I fear him. I don't want to stand before him and he's correcting me concerning marriage. I say, Pastor Dimeji, I'm disappointed in you. Yes, I fear that. Then I also fear my father-in-law. Yes, you need to know these things. I fear my father-in-law. Because when my father-in-law handed over my wife, eventually I agreed. He says, he did not give me, he gave my daddy. That I'm too small to handle his daughter. You know that my father-in-law is tough. I love him. He told me the truth. He was talking in Yoruba language. Doctor Inimofun, meaning that I know that your son is still young. I want my daughter to be kept. So, you know, that kind of man, can you mess up with his daughter? Somebody, you are not talking to me. You know, man, you be careful. Some of you, if a guy gets a woman easily, he messes up with her. If he made it, that's why it's not too good to make it easy for brothers. Don't make it easy for them. Let them suffer small. Somebody is not saying anything like this.
Yes,
I just call Gia. Yes, sir. It will because that thing helped me somewhere. It resetted some. I just saw my wife as special. At times, even if trouble wants to come from her, run. I just avoid problem. I don't want one lie. You know that kind of thing. I just look at that. I just undo with care. It's good. Because they gave you a whole woman. Heaven gave you a whole woman. They handed it over. That's what it means to marry. It means that, see, like the day you marry, sisters, You live for a man completely. Forget it, yes. All your dreams, if he says, I don't support your dream, you are going to, your man will determine where you go. So it's like they just attach your destiny to a man. Yes. That's why it's a very delicate matter. I have to be someone that knows where he's going. And that's why I'm always tough on brothers as much as possible to be tough, because they have a lot of stake in the whole thing. So let's make some salient points to consider summary. Number one, now I want to speak to our brothers directly. It is not ethical and proper to see a sister in a church community and go for her without getting permission from what? Spiritual authority. I'm saying this now. A no-no. You like a sister? You have already toasted her. You have fried her. You have boiled her. You are about to eat her. If I were to judge her, you now say, Daddy in the Lord. So it does not, it's not that way. This is how it's done. If you consider a sister for marriage and you have prayed, then come and meet us. Because she's in a community. All right? You didn't meet her on the street. If you met her on the street, do whatever you want to do. Because even if you meet her on the street, you still go and meet her father. If her father says no, if it's about marriage, you're going to do runaway marriage. You can show there's an impact on community, on marriage. It's even worse to have already developed emotional ties with her and have proposed indirectly, because there's something called indirect proposal. You know what I call indirect proposal? The sister already knows you have sorted it out. You have already said, I love you already. If you have been kissing online. Yes, now. There's chat kissing. You have sent, you know that red thing. I said, you have already proposed indirectly and then come to inform leadership like nothing hasn't been. That's what Fela calls chop and clean. Chop and clean, like say nothing, they happen. You don't shop. So it's not done that way. That's not how to do something. There is ethics for everything. What did I say there is? Part of your maturity as a man. If I know that you're a man and you are mature, you understand that a lady belongs somewhere. And that you need permission to get a woman. So some brothers don't know. They don't think, I like a sister, I enter a sister. A woman is under the authority of someone. Let's move on, please. It is at the point of interest that you approach your pastors. And the next thing will be to pray more to strengthen your convictions. That's what I normally tell people. When you say, okay, this and that. And that is even, it depends on the kind of brother you are. If you know you are not serious with God, please don't come and see me at all. It's not even in my hands anymore. I already have a team. But things still report to my table eventually. I see you in church once in a while. You understand? You are a evasive brother. You are in the spirit. We don't know you. You are a mystery. So don't come and approach us. Go and get your wife on the streets. And if you're a sister, you don't like what I'm saying, leave the church and go to the streets. So let the thing be done where? In the streets. But you want it done in the church, there is a way. I tell you, and that's why you need to know the standards of your leaders. I said, who is the brother? Who knows the brother? Who knows the brother? Who is his pastor? What unit is he? What KCC is he? Who are his friends? Those are the things I ask. Is he a bad question? Is he a bad question? We just want to know Ibolotimbo. I'm even doing the job of a father. Where is he coming from? Do we know him? Who knows him? Is he a good brother? Is he following God? Who are the people pastoring him? Who are the people that know him? That is all. If at some cases, I am even the one that calls you, because I feel you are ready. Allah, when you marry, There are some brothers I've got, well, Alphana, when are you married? Say, daddy. I say, I have a sister for you. I talk to some brothers like that. Yes, you need to know. I say, I have a wife for you. Are you ready? Say, daddy, no, I'm still waiting. I say, see, I give you 6 months. I said, because for you, marriage is a project. Yes. I say, I give you 6 months. Say, I give you 6 months. 6 months time, I want to hear what the Lord is telling you. At least for guys, I do that. So after that, then develop friendship in cases where you have a very distant relationship to that sister. So, okay, after you have come back, after some months, are you still sure it's that person? Okay. Do you know, are you close? Why don't you become friends? Because it's easier to, marriage matter can flow in friendship. If you propose from afar, it's very hard, sir. The lady may look at you, that, Shofi wa Jimmy Gwen, you know what I'm talking about? So I say, in some cases, you can be told to wait when the said sister may be having what? That may not predispose her to relationship issues at that time. Or still very what? Immature. And should be given some time to what? Grow up more. Sometimes this grow up more may not be more than just 1 year. Let's just give her a little bit of time. Let her grow up more. Let her be focused. Okay? That is even if there's accountability concerning that sister. She give her some time. She just needs to gather herself more. I know that the sister is struggling with certain things spiritually. You now come and meet her, you want to marry her. I won't tell you now is the time. I will tell you, Miss Uru, dear. Let her overcome some of those little things. Let her be a little bit more stable. At times, people don't want to hear that because you are in love. I'm in love. Oh. Is it Lawrence or your other side as well? I'm in love. Oh. Pastor, I'm in love. Oh. Daddy, I'm in love. I know I'm in love, and I don't spoil love. I'm also in love. It's just that love must be done the proper way. Are you with me? So the only time you are told outrightly to forget, because you need to know this. This is our own culture in City Gate Church. The only time I say, back here, is if the sister is either what? Engaged to someone, or another brother has shown what? Interest before you. When I say back there, no go area. If I tell you, I said no go area, it's because there's a brother that is queuing. So do you want to queue with the brother? There's a brother that is queuing. There have been cases like that. The brother is queuing. The sister has not even, there's warfare concerning the brother. So I'll tell you, sir, see, Oguwa be my sir. So she better draw. Oh, the sister is engaged. There are some brothers that came for engaged sister. Yes. The sister is on it. When I mean engaged, not maybe, oh, it's the only thing that remains is proposal. But they already been flowing already. There was a brother that was receiving a sister that was engaged. When he was talking, I said, sir, that sister, she has been taken. He was like, yeah? I said, yes. So, sir, you didn't hear the Lord well. The Lord should have told you that this one of my sons has taken care. So that is the only time we'll tell you outrightly to forget. Most of the times we'll tell you, wait. When I say wait, I've explained all the issues that are involved. I hope you are getting me. All these ethics are to protect you. And your pastors don't have a personal gain in any of this. You should have to trust us. Now to our sisters. No one has said that you can't marry outside this church. And even outside the waters of this message. Yes. Please don't misunderstand us or misconstrue our intentions. All right, so just allow raging storms to settle. There are wonderful people out there. Many. I don't doubt that. We want you to all marry, but most importantly, to do it well. Either it's in this house or elsewhere in the larger body. However, there are things you must be mindful of. Can we look at those things? Number one, you must make up your mind if you want to continue with this message or not. As the word is still very new to the larger church world, you need to understand that. So even if you're a sister, you're going to marry a brother outside of these waters, the way you relate with the brother, you need wisdom. If you go and push that, eternal life is the promise. Sir, the brother can slap you, sir. What depends on you? Yeah, when new creation, if it's a new creation reality, brother, the guy already believes he's a son of God fully. You are not telling him that his soul must be saved. He can even get angry with you. So I said, if you are not keen on continuing, then marrying a good Christian brother is just fine. And you will settle in his local church. It all depends. This one is now a personal decision. How far do I want to go with this part? A lot of people have made that decision. There was a sister one time, early when we started church, she used to come once in a while. She was about going to marry a brother that goes to Sele. Yes. I mean, there's nothing I can discuss with you. It's okay. If that's what you want, fine. You'll be wearing Suntana. There's no problem. See, it all depends on what do you kilofe. I'm not saying there's no God in Selel. Please, that's not what I'm saying. It all depends on what you want. Only if there was Suntana. You don't see a problem with it. Mommy, I'm concerned that how can you hear this kind of word and you want to go to LGBT? So that was my own challenge. But I found out that the person was not seeing it. So I said, okay, maybe it's even me that is even bothered. Am I bothered? The person does not mind doing sele. You have heard word of righteousness. You have heard Christ, eternal life. And then you still want to go back and say, all my enemies be roasted by fire. It's okay. That's your choice. After you love your enemies, then you want to go back to roasting them. Can you understand what I'm talking about? It's a decision. So I'm not saying you cannot marry outside the waters. I'm only saying there are conditions. There must be thorough friendship. You must settle some things. Okay, please give me the next slide. However, if you are passionate about this part, then you need to have faith in God that your spouse to be would be willing to transit to these waters and journey with you. It's double faith. You will journey with me. So make your choice. And the thing is that when you're handling a man, you cannot handle a man like a boy. A man can hack too, sure you know. Okay, is this what you want? No, Allah, no. Make a call your church. I go call now. So it has to be a thorough thing. That's why I said emotions can be involved first. It must be friendship. Because the guy can show... tongue is coming out. All right, can we have that, please?
Thank you, Lord Jesus. We give you praise, Lord. We give you glory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. See you, the Lord, your heart. It's your heart. Allow me to do work in your heart. Allow me to do a work in your heart. Allow me to set your focus. Allow me to do a work and to read of things in your heart.
Amen.
Before you take a decision. Allow me, wait for me to do a work in your heart. Here in my spirit, Lord, say, wait for me to do a work in your heart.
Yeah.
That you will not even move. according to your idols. Allow me to wait. To allow me. Wait. Wait on me. Wait on me. Let me purge. Wait on me. Let me clean. Cleanse your heart. Wait on me. Let me clean your heart. Wait on me. Wait on me. Wait on me. When I've done a level of cleansing, you will know how to go about it. When I've done a level of cleansing, you will understand. You will walk by understanding. When I've done a level of cleansing, righteousness will guide you better.
Yes.
Allow me to clean you.
Yeah.
Allow me, wait, sit down. Amen. And hear even my words to wash you. You need to be washed. You need to be washed. If not, your filthiness will lead you. Your filthiness will guide you. And will lead you away from my will. See the Lord. So allow me. Focus and be dedicated even to doctrine much more. See the Lord.
Can we all say amen to that? So you can see, two cannot work together except they agree. And you have to sort that out. So your guy, wonderful brother, but you have to decide concerning your spiritual journey. Very important. All right? You want to say you want to go for one meeting, say you are not going anywhere. I'm not even talking local church. You have even transited and you are in church. The church is a good... There are a lot of elder churches in the body of Christ. Maybe the guy, maybe he's in Word of Faith Church and you go there, you're serving there with him. But you still have connections to your spiritual family. But he doesn't want to see your face in their meetings. He doesn't want you to listen to their messages. It becomes a problem. It becomes a struggle. I've seen cases where an husband will warn the wife, don't go to that place. That the wife will have to go without letting him know and come back before he comes back from work. How long do you want to sustain that? All right, so let me speak to the brothers again. To our brothers, you can see that picture. Shame you can see the picture very well. Because some of you, I want you to think like I'm thinking. It is clear that they are and very obvious that we have more sisters than brothers in this church. And in most places, not just in the church, in the world, it is ratio 1 to 10. If you count one, you will have counted 10 ladies before you count one brother. It's like 45 to 55 or something like that. It's everywhere. It's not just in the church. It's in the world. It's everywhere. Yes, we have more females everywhere. So some of you don't know. And I'm telling you, I want to bring that revelation to your consciousness. We have more ladies everywhere. These sisters are your sisters. Like I know many of her biological sisters. You have sisters at home. So I'm thinking that you should also care for your own sisters. It is only in the kingdom of God that we have the privilege to marry our sisters. You know you can't marry your biological sister. Law of nature, no agree. But in the kingdom of God, don't you think God has shown us mercy? We can marry our sisters. Look at the next slide. I'm talking to brothers. Please give me the next slide. Because it's brothers that are dead. They are delaying the next slide. Thank you, Jare. It is not right to just gist with them. Don't gist with them alone. Don't share with them alone. Don't eat their food alone. Don't serve with them alone. Marry them. Marry them. They are good. You can see them. Some of you brothers, you have been with some of your sisters for 6 years, 5 years, 7 years, 10 years. What do you want to know again? Everything you want to know is there. You can come and tell me. I know many things about some of the ladies. They have been around church for a while. Many of them are already wives as I'm concerned. But you don't even know what you are looking for. To me, it's a concern. I'm talking as a father now, not even as a pastor. I'm talking as a father. I have mature ladies that are ready for marriage. You are now coming to meet me concerning a little sister. Anu. She can't share me. I have daughters that are ready to marry. You are coming to tell me about somebody that we are still praying for. Now, I'm not talking age. I'm talking spirituality now. We are still praying. Maraka Jamini Kobuni Sapania concerning the sister, grow.
So you see, I've told you some of them. Come and ask us. Eh? Who is a wife? I will sit down. You want to know? I will teach you. You will give me, you know. I'll not just waste. You have to bring, give me venison. When I talk to you, Ojo Emashisa, in my opinion, it's still easier to marry within than going outside. Yes, it's easier because you can see. You meet every day in the week. You see on Tuesday. You see on Thursday. You see on Wednesday. You see on Saturday. You see on Sanctuary. You see in choir. You see in Abba. You see, is it not easier? Who would marry your sisters but you? I'm asking you. Some of you, the way you are walking is that you don't want to marry forever. Brother Holiness. Some of you don't show signs that you can even handle pressure. You are not serious with your work. Oh, when it comes to work, you are not serious. I don't like all that. You might say that God has plans for them. And I said that's very true. But you are also a major part of the plan. Because God does not make mistakes to bring people together. Come on, how are you? No, God just does bring people together. So it's not a mistake that you are with them. Am I talking to brothers? It's not a mistake, sir. Huh? You are not even plenty before. I don't know. I have a separate meeting with them. Some of them, I'm not happy with you, so honestly. Yes, I'm not happy because you don't look like you get married in the next 1 year, and I'm concerned. I have ladies that are ready for marriage. But in the next 1 year, you can't talk marriage to me because we know you are not ready. It's the truth now. So it's a concern. I see some guys. Sir, I married my wife at 28. I was ready at 25. Some of you are already 30. I'm concerned. Because most likely you will marry some of these ladies. They may be older than you in age, physically. But you are older spiritually. I need men in the house. I need men. I want some men. I need some men. Marrying daughters of Zion. Coming with chest. Daddy, I'm ready. I've seen this one. I want to marry her. I want to lead her. I want to lacuna her. I want to mabaka her. Hakobaya tapaya. Oh! How many of you know that mommy is 2 weeks older than me? Sure, you know that. By now, you should know. In my community that time, we had brothers, my sisters, 3-4 years older than them. You will not know. Strong men! You see them, leadership grace. You see the way they talk. Strong and broken. It's not about age. I need leaders, man. It would have made no difference if mommy was 5 years older than me. It would have made no difference. Sir, I'm a father. Any day. I say I need fathers. Some of you, the way you walk, sir, I don't like it. Yes, sir. Very good, sir. Sir, I am the lion. I am the lion. Sir, I'm a dog bunny, sir. But the way I walk, sir, hallelujah. Yes. So we are going to have our men's meeting. We need to talk. Let's have some men talk, man. All right? Because I want you guys married. Next 1 to 2 years, marry some of my daughters away. I said the probability of a virtuous woman is higher in this kind of spiritual environment than your workplace, than your neighborhood, and any other place. Shall you see? Probability of getting, workplace 10, neighborhood 20, other place 10, this waters, 90%. Somebody that is hearing word, he wing weak now. Even talk about efficient righteousness. Talk about one Tuesday, when I eat here, go. Talk about one Thursday, I eat, gah. Another, I want Sunday, two dose, eat, go. So the tendency, the lady will do righteousness is high. Sir, you have a good place to look for a wife. Why are you, what are you doing, sir? That's what I want to ask you. So you know, so I'm putting pressure on the guys. All right? It's a marker that puts this one. No. Arise, kill and eat. Arise, kill and eat. Sir, you have food around you, sir. No, you are not destroying now. Glory to God. Okay, so let me round up. I'm rounding up already. To our sisters. All right? I still have two more, then I'll round up. Truth be told, parental and societal pressure is more on ladies than men. I agree. I understand you. You think I don't understand. Some of you think that this man could hear, care. I care. I understand. Once a lady calls 24, the pressure begins. Even before that. And this increases every year. Both externally and internally. From our personal fears of who would marry me when I am growing older. It's a fear. It's a concern. Take me to the next slide. To make things worse, you cannot do the finding. You just have to found. You just have to be found. Sir, you can't propose to a man. You know, imagine a lady leaning there and say, I want to marry you. Go, she. You see, I'm going somewhere. Follow me. You cannot propose to a man. In any way. The problem is if you propose to a man indirectly, you are bringing yourself low. You can't do that. You cannot be, a man in walk-or. You know what I'm talking about? Oh, you didn't get what I said? I said you cannot be walking out. Walk or. You know when you say somebody's walking, walk or. Walk. Come and marry you. Come and marry me. If you don't marry, I will die. Come and marry me. I'm in need of marriage. You can't be walking like that. You even if you want to marry, you walk as if you have to cover up. You know, that's a lady. You need to marry, but you see, because the guy needs you, man. The guy needs you. Yes, why? If the guy does not need you, he will not be finding you.
Yes, sir.
So you are special. Hallelujah. You are special. God does not do cheating. Because now, the guy is supposed to find you. It means you are special. Somebody that will find you. Something to be found is a special thing. Don't you know? So my daughters, you must be totally sold out to God. You have no choice. This thing is either God or not. God way, the only way. You have to trust God. All true. You must be totally sold out to God and put Him first. Trusting Him to give you a man after His heart. Anything you do with your strength or trying to throw yourself on anybody because of fear or pressure would surely end up not glorifying God. And making all things beautiful in His time. Let God make all things beautiful in His time. Say, okay, you are growing old. Don't worry. When a man marries you, your body age does not matter to him. I'm telling you. You are going to be fresh before him. That's, you don't know, I'm growing old. I know. You are in your 30s. You are almost eating your 40s. And it's like, no brother is showing up. But do you think that God does not know about you? You think that God cares less about you? Have you lost faith in your God? Are you beautiful within? Are you a woman, virtuous wife? Keep becoming that. Lift the reigning to God. I've never seen anybody serve God and suffered. You know, I looked at that woman that married Baba at 65. That's like almost Oti tofu woman. What was she doing for 65 years? Now, do you know that God knew that he will marry Kumuyi? God knew all that. It's us that don't know. You know, there are many things we don't know from our side. God knew that we'll have known that Baba's first wife will pass on. And God kept another wife for Baba. She married at 65. There are some things that are hard to explain. A woman cannot afford not to know God. You cannot afford not to know God, sir. For a woman, you need more faith times 10 of a man. Concerning marriage, if a man has 1% faith, if a man has 50%, yours must be 100. Because his hearts are slimmer. So you have to trust God all through. You must be on fire. Meaning, is you and God. I must be, we should be telling you, the fire is too much, yo. The fire is too much, yo. Yes. You get lost in God, because it's only God that can help you in this matter. Yes, you try to do it yourself, you are going to get yourself injured. Sir, you will regret it. It's not like I'm not cursing you. If you do it yourself, God is not the one that is involved. You will still regret it at the end of the day. So why don't you wait for God? Let God be God. Let God be God. Let God be God. So, my daughters, trust God. Keep trusting him. If some brothers around you are not, don't worry, God can bring your brother from Canada. Bro can bring your brother from Poland. God can bring your brother from anywhere on the planet. Because with God, all things are possible. The God that can move mountains can move situations in your favor. Please don't compromise because of marriage. And just settle. For Taju. You know what I'm talking about? Don't settle for Taju, Dean. Let it be a man after God's heart. A man that you can be confident that will lead you. Somebody that you know fears God. And he believes in your journey. He will support your journey and walk with God. It will help you love God more. You will feel more secured in his hands. Wait for such a man. It's worth it. I end my case there. To our brothers, charm is deceitful and beauty is vain. But a woman that fears the Lord shall be praised. Please give me message and NLT version. Let me sound it. Because some of you, at times when you talk, I see that it's beauty you want. You want Oreke. You want Omoge. You want every other thing. Please give me NLT version of this scripture. Charm is deceptive. And beauty does not last. You want to marry Sister Philo because she's fine. Sister Philo's beauty is not going to be forever. It's not everlasting. Her physical beauty is not everlasting. Babe. But a woman who fears the Lord shall be greatly praised. So a woman that fears the Lord is going to, that is a good one. Woman lasts. Charm can mislead and what? Beauty soon fades. The woman to be admired and praised is the woman who lives in what? So please, you should know what you are looking for. Please take me back. You can deceive everyone, including yourself. But you can't deceive the Lord or even the devil. Say, Daddy, it is the Lord, that's why it is the Lord. You can deceive me. I say, okay, it's the Lord. But you can't deceive the Lord. You can't deceive the devil because, oh God, bad deception, sir. Oh, bad deception, sir. Because you can't deceive your own self. But you can't deceive the Lord. You can't deceive the devil. Can we move on, please? You can't deceive them. So we must ask ourselves, do we rather go for a woman that fears the Lord or a woman that fits my spec? My spec. Pastor, my spec. Sir, oh, she needs spec. Sir, oh, it's equal, sir. You see, looking for, we are talking serious matter here. We are talking that we have daughters that need to be in homes. Ladies that are ready for marriage. You are still talking spec. Oh, she wants spec. I'm thinking that the specs is fear of the Lord. That's the specs that you don't need any other thing. I am telling you. At the end of the day, that's the specs that that's the only specs you need. Say, Pastor, what if I don't like? I say that is the spec you need. Because any other spec you have, I give it 10 years. I see some sisters, when they enter my, they are very thin. What are the thin people now? You, all of a sudden, some people, they become magnanimous. They become blessed. So, what do you do about that one? What about some that fall sick or have an issue? Some that have to do a surgery, they have to cut a part of their body. Yes, some of you don't think about that. So how do you cope with that? Do you go for a spec? So some years into marriage, you will regret a decision of a marriage based solely on external qualities than inner beauty and adorning. You will regret it if it's on spec. So, it's in love for 5 years, you just regret it. So it doesn't worth it. Please go for fear of the Lord. All right? You must lay down your taste at his feet and go for inner qualities. And you may be lucky to still have some of those specs. And if not, please appreciate God for giving you one of his choice daughters to marry. They are becoming endangered species in these perilous times. May the Lord give you understanding. So our sisters, finally. Manhood and maturity isn't measured by the amount of money a brother has. The prospects he has with his work or the status he currently has in this world. You should not make a decision based on the today of a man, but on the quality of his heart, his love and fear for the Lord, his commitment to following Jesus, and live for the things of the Spirit, and his willingness to be diligent in all he does. Because a diligent man will surely be successful. Yes, it's just a matter of time. Oneness, development, and change in every aspect of his life and relationship. Wow. I didn't see this slide, but this is good. Okay, that picture was, I think, year 99. All right, and then this is, of course, this is 2025. This is 2024. This is my latest version. You don't know tomorrow. Don't despise a brother for his present, but go for the golden heart of God, and you will have a bright future. That's my bright future. Be like your mother in this house and follow her steps. Just follow Fisayo. You will not miss it if you follow. I can tell you. I can guarantee you will not be ashamed. Thank you for listening. All right. I don't know what we should do, but we have another session coming. So, can we pray for some minutes? Let's just soak in all that has been taught in the last 3 hours. Can we begin to, let's just commit ourselves to the Lord. Let's talk to the Lord. Please talk to the Lord. Ask the Lord to help you. I know some things will have touched you particularly. The Lord knows you, and the Lord is willing to help and strengthen you.
We hope you have been blessed through these words of life. You can get more messages on our website, www.thecitygatechurch.org. Stay blessed.